This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
It's that simple to support the station you've come to rely on for alternative music, news, and public affairs programming. Again, for more information or to make a donation, call our toll-free vehicle donation hotline at 877-308-2408. You're tuned in to commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston, radio for peace.
Sorry. lesbians we have heard tonight.
Some lesbian code.
Tape is rolling.
Lesbians we have felt on high. Oh.
Lesbians we have heard on high, echoing their sad refrain. Mom and Dad will surely die when they hear their daughters gay.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the... what the hell? what day is, 13th. 13th, December 2008. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
There we go. Now I can hear it.
And, yeah, well... and
what? Is what?
As long as I can stay here.
Oh, Jimmy's faking sick tonight.
No, really. I was out last week. I've been down with a cold for 2 weeks. And actually, on the eighth day of my cold...
My true love gave to him.
The one who was attached to my sofa started coming down with it.
Ah.
Only after a couple of days, she went to see her doctor, who told her she had pneumonia.
The gift that keeps giving.
Yeah, evidently.
Oh, my God. That means... Did the doctor say maybe she needed to go to the hospital?
No.
At least maybe a couch in the hospital?
No. My couch is not going to the hospital.
Well, not her, not the couch, her. Because now we have a good excuse to burn that couch because it's infected.
Stop.
Okay, I'm gonna rent you a Farrah Fawcett movie. You can see what else you can do with that couch. Substitute couch for bed.
I've got plenty of Lysol. Thank you very little. How are you doing,
Lysol,
Chris?
Flammable, isn't
it? My computer crashed.
Well, you know, my father has the same problem with that. You got to quit clicking on those links. You know, they're not going to help. Yeah, it's not going to help you get bigger. It's not going to consolidate your credit.
No. I don't do it.
Even though you've got Judy's pussy hanging around, you don't need the pedipause. let Judy trim her own pussy.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
Mrs. Slocum.
Oh, goodness.
You know, I go to all the dirty sites, too, but, you know, I mean, I don't know, something about some people that attract viruses.
I don't know. I'm addicted to X-Tube. X-Tube and Gay-Tube.
Yeah, be careful where you click around on X-Tube. You never know who puts stuff up there.
Who?
He's not mentioning any names.
Who's got stuff on X-Tube?
Don't look at me!
He doesn't have a computer.
I don't own a computer. I don't know how to use one.
If he wants to fantasize about a computer, he puts the typewriter up next to his television.
I have a MySpace that I only get to use when a certain giant who is in the other room is in the neighborhood.
Oh. Oh, is that how that works? Oh, well.
That gets more attention than our MySpace.
Oh, well. we have a MySpace?
Yeah, I started it about 2 years ago.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I stopped using it about 2 years ago.
Oh. So if I... What, it's
really
after hours?
I think it's After Hours KPFT.
Oh.
It's been up there so long, it's got the old logo.
Oh. Ooh. Ouch. Okay. Well, we had some music.
We did? Oh, yeah.
Yes, that was that stuff we played before we started talking.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble hearing. Start off with Jill Sobel.
Get the white stuff out of your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas to the family.
Yes. Or also known as White Trash Christmas.
You know, any Christmas song that includes the line, a box of tampons and Marlboro Lights.
Yeah.
That just, it screams Christmas
to me. It does to me too, yeah.
Certainly would in my house.
Mm.
And we weren't.
No need for hooks. You know, you always get those hooks embedded in your foot. You know, with the box of tampons, you really. Please remember, keep it simple. We like a white Christmas on those.
We already had one. Okay.
Yes, I got what I wanted. One of the things I wanted for Christmas. There was snow in Houston.
Oh, snow.
Snow. And not the kind you find inside a bar.
Yeah.
The kind you find.
I see. Oh. And what was the second one you played?
Lesbians We Have Heard on High.
Yes, perennial favorite.
Yes, there was so much snow out there that my nephew wanted to get out sleds.
Ooh.
Well,
I believe we are. I am probably the only family in the city of Houston that has a sled and a toboggan.
Why would you have either one?
Because even though we've been down here for 30 years, we're not getting rid of them.
It might. We might have another ice age.
Damn carpetbaggers.
Hey, watch it.
Hey, I have spent... Next March will be 30 years I've been in Houston.
Wow.
And I spent another year in Arlington before that. So the majority of my life has been in Texas.
Yeah. Have you ever even been on the toboggan?
Yes. I was younger when I had that stuff.
Oh.
But the funny thing is I
said... How the hell old are you? How old are you?
A lot younger than you. I'm about to turn 37.
Oh, my
Please,
God.
Please, I have furniture younger than him. That's not...
but enough about your antique.
Everyone has furniture younger than me.
Not by much.
But no, even though I've spent the majority of my life down here in Houston,
mm-hmm.
you will quite often hear me say yous. I will say yous before I say y'all.
Yous guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had people stop and ask me how to spell that.
Oh, I'll bet they do.
It's Y-O-U-S-E.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm from the Philadelphia area.
That's
right. From the Pittsburgh area, it'd be Y-O-U-Z-E.
God. Okay. I asked about music because next week we've got a special musical guest coming on, Tim T. West, the originator of Deep Dick Collective, one of the very, very first... Get queer hip hop groups. Yes, them and Rainbow Flava were kind of the trailblazers in that genre. So, Tim has done a lot of stuff between then and now. We're going to find out about that. J.D. Doyle will be here.
We're dragging J.D. out of suburbia.
Dragging him from
the friendly confines.
Kingwood. Look. Yes. Yes, he is. Deserted us and moved to Kingwood.
No, you occasionally go up towards that direction.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
For what?
When you take Stanley to the airport.
That's like halfway there.
You're only about another six.
Besides, I go 59.
Oh, that's right. That's humble.
Yeah. Anyway, so Tim T. West is going to be here next week. I'm very excited about that. I want to know more about that man. Other things going on. Tomorrow, or later on today, PWA Holiday Charities would like to invite you to our annual Christmas show, Caribbean Style. It benefits the Cult 45 AIDS Trouble Fund clients. And to learn more about this beneficiary, please visit their website at dubcubed.cult45s.org/atf.htm or just go to cult45s.org and it will direct you there. That's Sunday, December the 14th. Showtime is at 7 p.m., hosted by... two incredible talents, Anne Marie Gill and Miss Regina Dane. So that's going to be classy and sassy at the same time. It should be a lot of fun. Let's see. Also, on the 27th, we're going to have two of the candidates running for Emperor and Empress of Eresus. The Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star.
Inc., Houston, Galveston, USA, go. North America.
Yes. That's right. J.P. Gill will be here. He is running for Emperor. And Marcia Ann Mink Gill will be
and
here.
Marie Gill.
Marcia.
Marcia.
Marcia. She added an Ann.
Oh.
Marcia Ann Mink Gill is running for Empress. And the following week, January 3rd, Falcon Furr will be here. He is running for Emperor. So
that reminds me, that's who is missing here.
Who?
It's supposed to be the Colts are supposed to be here tonight.
No, they're supposed to be here next week. This is a Reese's night.
This would be a Reese's night. Okay.
Yeah. So that's coming up. And next week, along with Tim T. West, we've got... Hello. We've got people coming in here.
It's the holidays. They all show up during the holidays.
I got your holidays.
She's got my holidays.
Just don't grab his holly berries.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That would be so much
They're
fun.
Right there, actually.
You left them at home anyway.
Oh.
Oh, we got Phil Lyles will be here talking about his accident over at Tony's. And what really happened and what didn't happen and all the kind of rumors that have been flying around since then. And he looks fabulous, I must say. Anyway,
some other rumors.
I know. Some other things coming up. Marsha Mink and Gill. Here it is. Marsha Mink and Gill. Candidate for Empress 25. She's got some shows coming up. Next Sunday, the 21st, is the Winter Mink Fest, and December 22nd through the 29th, 8 Whiny and Diney Nights. January 3rd, Hats and High Hair. So, if you want some more information about that, you can go to dubcubed.marshamink.com. MarciaMink, MarciaMink.com. Speaking of which, I got my mink out of the storage today.
Oh, what a perfect day. I mean, it is, 77 degrees here in the control room?
You didn't do that a week ago when you knew it was going to be
I know. The next Sunday, also on the 21st, the Cult 45s is having their annual Christmas show and community awards at the BRB. Silent auction at 6, show at 7. They'll have food. They always do. Great show. They're going to present their Cult 45 Community Awards, the Danny Villa Award, the Golden Colt Award, and the B.J. Summers Memorial Entertainer of the Year Award. I have won two of those, as a matter of fact. And this year we will have fabulous big stockings decorated by clubs and friends throughout the community, all up for auction. Have we decorated a stocking yet?
I don't know. You took it saying you were going to do the one for this year.
Oh. Oh, well, I better get up.
Apparently not.
I guess I better get my ass going.
Yeah.
Okay. Trip to Michael's.
Sounds like we're going to have a mink line stocking.
No, he's gonna bleach the damn thing, make it pink.
Okay.
A pink mink.
Yes, didn't you have something?
Yeah, I do.
Go smoke a cigarette, Jimmy. That'll probably help your cough.
Okay. Don't take words out of everybody's mouth. Anyhow. It'll do wonders for his cough. Cough up some more phlegm. You know.
Not often I can make men choke.
Anyhow.
You should just
suffocate him. Ouch. Okay.
You were saying?
I was saying, yes. Anyhow, I have a little bit of a thing that's going on.
Come on. Exaggerate. It's a bigger thing.
Well, anyhow.
Speaking of little things. Hi, Virgin.
There ain't nothing little about, nothing above the waistline that's little about that.
Yes, it is. It's inside his head.
Yeah, there is that. That's right.
You're making fun of me.
Yes, we are. What else is new?
So what's new? Yeah.
How is this different than the other 364 days of the year?
Leap year.
Sorry.
But y'all know y'all love me.
To death. You haven't gotten the to death part yet.
Maybe soon.
Yeah. Anyhow.
What's the
ICC? There's going to be a Celtic Yule Festival. And it's going to be hosted by the Celtic Dragon Galleries and Firewolf Productions. December 20th, 12 noon to 8 p.m. at 1503 Chartres in the Meridian parking lot, benefiting Shriners Hospital. There will be music. There will be entertainment. There will be raffle. There will be vendors of all kinds. And I have been asked to be there to do tarot readings.
Ooh.
So, yay. Which is why I'm reading this on the air.
Oh, okay.
That and
you mean you wouldn't otherwise?
And
shameless self-promotion.
Just kidding. I love the people who are putting this together.
Oh. So.
And with any luck, everything will be built by the day that before the
that
day
would be
that
nice.
Get started. Anyhow, so yeah, come out and enjoy lots of festive events having to do with Yule, otherwise known as our pagan holiday festival, which other people would call Christmas.
Okay.
Where
is it again?
It is, again, at the Meridian parking lot, 1503 Chartres.
Oh.
Yeah.
You were there, Jimmy.
I've been there before.
Yeah.
Jimmy knows Chartres.
Do I want to know what you were doing in that parking lot? I didn't think so.
He was working the room.
Yeah, I bet he was. But
there was somebody there with a large pink Cadillac, and he was trying to help him maneuver it into the proper space.
Yeah. So,
nice metaphor.
Yeah. So, for all those folks who, whether you, whatever your holiday is, whether you celebrate Christmas or Yule, or you're of a pagan bent, such as myself, or Chanukah, or whatever. Chanukah.
Yeah, Stanley calls it Chanukah.
Chanukah. I can see him saying that.
Yeah,
it's really funny.
Yeah.
Anyhow, come out, enjoy it. It should be, there'll be music, entertainment, all kinds of fun. And, I'll be doing readings for people. It'll be fabulous.
Don't forget Rockin' Ramadan.
Rockin'
Ramadan.
Don't forget Ramadan.
Yeah, leave that with me.
Yeah, no.
No,
That's look what that's written on the back of.
Oh, I guess you can't do that.
Okay. No.
Never mind. Okay, you have something?
Oh, I do. Oh. Houston Black Tie presents a Black Tie and Big Heart Charity Ball on December 31st. Hotel Zaza, 5701 Main Street.
The old Warwick.
It's been 20 years since Jay Hollifield hosted the first Black Tie dinner in the wine cellar of Tony's Restaurant.
Ooh.
Since then, over $2 million has been distributed to many beneficiaries in our community. Last year, they distributed $95,000 to several different community organizations. That's already happened. Uh-huh. The beneficiaries for this year is the Sisters.
Yes.
Bearing Omega Community Services, Bayou City Performing Arts, Center for AIDS, Houston Buyers Club, Lazarus House.
I love Lazarus House.
Legacy Community Health Services, Lesbian Health Initiative, Montrose Counseling Center, Pet Patrol, and the P Flag Hatch Youth Scholarship Fund.
Mm.
For more information, check out HoustonBlackTie.org.
Wow.
Also, it's time to nominate your favorite community star. Dalton DeHart, Kelly McCann, Julie Eberly, and AIDS Foundation Houston have one thing in common. They relied on someone like you to nominate them for the 2008 Grand Marshal. Grand Marshal positions are among the highest honors bestowed by the Houston GLBT community. Nominees are selected based on their commitment to and contributions to the community. To nominate an individual organization, complete and submit the Grand Marshal nomination form by January 9th. You can find all this down at pridehouston.org.
Oh. Yes.
Or you send him an email at parade@pridehouston.org.
Uh-huh.
That's all I got.
Okay. There's a new publication out called About Magazine. And it is, Kate Michaels is behind this.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's heavy promotion going on. It's nice, slick magazine. It's a little thin on information, but it's very trendy. There's an article on Britney in this December 12th issue. I don't know where all you get it. Probably clubs, and we have it here at the station.
Oh.
Have you seen it around?
I've seen that in various bars.
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't go out anymore.
I've also even seen that at Sacred Heart, I believe.
Oh, okay. Very slick, very nice. And there's a wealth of information in it also. It lists bars. It lists community organizations. And so, I mean, it's definitely gay. But
oh, yes, with Britney on the cover, we know it's definitely gay.
Of course. Well, you know,
it's as queer as a logo music show.
Well, you know, the 20-somethings are
you're
all
now
about
next.
That. You know, they want to know. They want to know. And, in fact, the Britney interview is by Cade Michaels. So,
mm-hmm.
what do you
her.
Know? Yeah. We got a Christmas card.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Merry, Merry Christmas with a cute little dog on it. It's from one of our MBBs.
Uh-huh.
And it says, I hope you took notice of the look on my face before you opened this card, Jimmy and Chris. It's kind of a sad time of the year for me. Why? Well, this old dog ain't buried a bone in a long time, and it doesn't look like it'll happen no time soon, because I don't have a backyard to do it in. Ooh. Santa seemed not to hear my wish. Maybe it's because I've been bad. Then it might be other reasons. So if you guys have a wish list for the big guy, please ask him to give me a big, beautiful backyard that I can bury bones and play in.
This card brought to you by the Euphemism Council.
I
euphemisms,
love it.
Use them.
I just wanted to make you guys smile and tell you guys that I love the show. Oh, that's nice. That was really sweet. Okay, we got some music, or are we going right over to...
Robert wanted to play this cutesy little thing off of the internet.
Oh, okay. Is it Christmassy?
Yeah, it's not... I don't know how queer it is, but...
Weird is.
It's called Not Going to Be a Christmas for You. It's Mrs. Claus sings about how bad the economy is going to ruin Christmas.
Wow.
So it's topical.
Okay. Go for that.
But then again, so is ointment. So let's see if this is going to play.
I hope so. Either then, if not, then we'll just go to the leather ties. I don't know what the guys have in store. I didn't get to chat with them. See what they've got.
I believe it's the Kinky Toys of Christmas.
Ooh, Kinky Toys of Christmas. Better get some pencil and paper out, because there may be a couple of these toys you want to check into.
Well, let's see if this is going to play.
I don't know. It's a computer thing. I'm a 20th century man. I don't know anything.
Yeah, and you kill computers.
Yeah, I do kill computers.
You're the reason the abacus isn't used around that much more anymore.
I can use an abacus very well, thank you very little.
The defense rests. All right, this is not playing. It's not coming up. All righty, let's go to the CD then.
Okay.
I'd like to find the guy who done me wrong and stuck my butt up on this Christmas tree. Who put the stomp in my rump a bump a bump? Who took and jammed it in my ram-a-lam-a ding dong? Who stood the wood where I poop she poop she poop? Who put the stick up my hip de 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 de? Who was that man? He shoved it up my can and left me stranded on this Christmas tree. Angel heard chop pop 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 chop pop pop pop. A dreadful fear went right into my heart. Those pine tree needles sting me. Ramma jamma ramma jamma near my ding dong. You'll never know how much that smarts. So who put the stomp in my rump pop 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 pop? Took and jammed it in my ram-a-lam-a ding-dong. Who stood the wood where I poop, she poop, she poop? Who put the stick up my hip, did-dip-did-dip? Who took that bush and crammed it in my tush? He made this angel beg for mercy, please.
Yo.
Each night when I'm alone, scratchity, 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 shoo. It sets my tiny bottom all aglow. And every time I wiggle, slip it in, did in, slip it in, did in, a little further in it goes. Oh,
Oh, I like that one.
Did you like that?
I do like that.
Well, you know, he has a thing for angels, so.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and rumps. Yeah.
Well, there is that, yes.
Yeah, he has to put his stump in a rump in a ram-a-lum-a-ding-dong.
No, he's the rump.
On the contrary.
He just needs a stump for his rump.
I have discovered Viagra.
Ooh.
Oh, great. So now he's going to be dancing at weddings.
Oh, boy.
Just thankfully he's not discovered he's a bob.
It
this chubby's. That's an H.
Well, it does two things for me. And I've heard this from other guys, too. Not only does it get you erect.
It turns your vision blue.
Well, there is a little bit of that, which is kind of nice, actually.
Yeah, who needs rose-colored tinted glasses when they're blue?
But it also...
Does it mean you have blue balls?
It keeps you going longer.
Yeah, because it makes it really impossible to have an orgasm. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's always been my problem. Once I get in there, it's so good, you know, I can't last very long, but I can last long. A lot longer now.
In there.
Oh, yeah.
In there. You mean your left hand or your right hand?
I know it's hard to believe I'm a top.
No, it's not.
And now the nominations for TMI 2008.
Jimmy Carper.
And the TMI goes to...
Jimmy Carper. Well, good evening. Welcome to Leather Ties. I'm Daddy Bear Robert. I'm your host. I'm joined here tonight with novelist Master Buzz Lawson.
Uh-huh.
Whip Society just walked in
the room. They certainly did.
Perfect timing. Oh, you gotta love lesbians. Perfect timing. Grand entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Love the coffee mug. Oh, Baby Bear's drinking that. There you go.
So who do we have from Whips?
From Whips we have... Ooh. Woohoo! We have Raynal. I'm sorry. We have Elizabeth and Eva with Whips.
Ah.
Hello.
Welcome to After Hours again.
Thank you.
It has been a while.
Absolutely. It's for everyone to
and
share.
And we have a very special guest, Raynal.
Uh-huh.
And me without a cup.
Yeah. We'll get you a cup.
Mm.
And of course, my Baby Bear's here. A couple of announcements. NLA Houston is doing their toy drive through the 22nd, so you'll see the NLA toy drive boxes out. I'm just reiterating. Donate. It's all the toys and clothing that they gather is going to Thomas Street Clinic to help all the children there. So enjoy that. And please support NLA with their toy drive and their clothing drive for the kids. What? Oh, yeah. Put the lid back on. I'm sorry. There we go. Jimmy needs some Raynal. And also coming up, we have... What? Am I talking too loud? It was a joke. He's saying down low on that. No, it's a joke. There's really no Raynal here. That was a joke, okay? And... Coming up, the way cool thing is coming up is Louis Weekend, and we've got Whips going to participate in Louis. Are y'all going to be doing a skit this year for Louis?
Well, no, we're not really stage presence personalities.
Oh, please. The last time y'all did something with all the... wait, but that wasn't at Louis. That was when you were running for Mistress of Leather.
Yeah. See, I can do scenes. I just can't do... comedy.
My ear still remembers the back patio of Mary's.
Your ears will always remember that. Sorry.
In the 8 years that I've been doing Louis, I have never seen anything written down that says all the skits have to be comedy.
No.
They usually end up that way.
Right.
But I think if we were to do something, you know, along the lines of a scene, I don't know how well it would be received since it's so funny. I mean, we always look forward to the comedy and the... Just the campiness of Sunday, you know, afternoon at Louis. So I'm not real sure how that would fit in. Yeah. Being really mellow from being drunk all weekend long.
Well, you could do the needles with the feathers on them and put fans on the front of people and then have them go out and dance.
Fan dancers.
I think that would freak out a lot of people.
Okay, boo hiss on that. Boo hiss. I love the little hat. That's adorable.
Thank you.
I got this wonderful little Christmas hat. It kind of is a cross between a Christmas hat and a candy cane looking thing. It's great. I like it.
Yeah, it's Eva's little hat, her Christmas spirit.
One of many.
Yeah. I was digging through all the hats trying to figure out which one she's going to wear tonight. Even though we're doing radio, we felt like we had to do the Christmas spirit thing.
Well, yeah. Yeah. The penguin mug is great. I like the penguin mugs. Where did you get those? Were those Mikasa?
No. God, no.
If you tell me you got those at Big Lots, I'm going to... Those are cute.
Starbucks?
No, it was, you know, can you say stuff like that on the air? Walmart.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I didn't realize you could talk about, you know, big name stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, we usually... Usually we, you know, when you say Walmart on this station, you usually have to spit afterwards, but...
Oh, okay. There we go.
We've got Robert. That's a big name.
Ooh. Yeah, you better spit after... No, don't spit. Swallow. Well, tonight we are doing our annual Kinky Top 10 Christmas Toy List for adults.
So it is about toys.
So, yeah. Oh. Since NLA's doing the toy drive and you got Legacy doing their toy, or AFH doing their toy drive, I think their toy drive wrapped up this weekend. But NLA's toy drive is still going on for another week. So we figured last year we had so much fun doing our kinky Christmas toy list, top 10 toy list, that we would do it again.
Slave Kirby asked me to please say in his absence that his choice would be anything electric.
Well, yeah, we already know that about him, anything electric. If you remember last year's top 10 kinky toy list, was the top number one was, what, a 10 unit,
I believe?
Yeah.
Daddy Bear.
What?
Electric.
Yeah, we got another electricity whore over here, too. So he has a 10 unit now.
No, I think what he needs is two paper clips and a light socket.
He's planning to have a Donald Rumsfeld premises.
Alligator clips and chain link.
Yeah.
And then plug it into the socket.
Yeah, and for somebody very special tonight, we're going to get you a salad shooter. You know what we're talking about. Love ya.
Yes.
You know who you are and you know what that means.
That's my term.
Yeah, yes, that's Baby Bear's term. He came up with the term salad shooter, so okay. They now call it tossing your salad.
Please trust me when I tell you he understands what that means.
Yes, yes.
Well, I know what Eva wants.
What does Eva want?
Let's see how embarrassed I can get her to...
She's going to turn as red as her sweatshirt.
Yeah, she's already getting there. She's already starting to blush there.
All of Houston is about to know what you want.
Now, mind you...
She's forcing a smile.
She's a fair-skinned, blue-eyed blonde, okay? Mm-hmm. And she wants a 9-inch, thick, black rubber dick. That's her on her top 10 list.
I saw that video.
Yeah.
Okay, so she wants a mulatto John Holmes.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, no, he was bigger than that, wasn't he? Okay.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was bigger than 9 inches.
I think he was like 11 or something, wasn't he? Well, he's worm food now.
Wait a minute. I thought that was for you.
Okay, so
okay,
now,
it is for me.
It's a joint toy, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, then we could make it double-headed.
Yeah, I was going to say double-headed. That would make it even better.
It comes with a strap-on belt. Oh, don't they actually have those little shorts now?
Those don't work.
No?
They don't work.
Because, I mean, you see Suzanne Westenhofer in her comedy stand-up routine thing, you know, when she did the lesbian cruise thing. Mm-hmm. Or, no, she was in some podunk town, I forget. But she was talking about those, and I was like, well, I guess that would make it easier, but that's one thing I was going to ask. Do they even...
No. What?
Wrong angle, huh?
Yeah, well, no, I guess to get really personal, we had to buy a harness.
Keep in mind, we need to stay clinical and PG-13
okay.
Here.
All right, I can say all
I
of this.
I could take a vacation for the holidays.
Yeah, really. Yeah, but I don't want to pay the SEC fine, okay?
Yeah, we don't want to get thrown off the air, but we're not going to do anything like that tonight, are we?
No, Gigi is not here tonight.
She's not here tonight.
We love you, Gigi.
Yes, we do. And Merry Christmas. Or Happy Yule.
Happy Hanukkah, Yule, Rockin' Ramadan, all that, yeah.
Yeah.
Chinooka, I'm sorry.
Chinooka.
It's not Kwanzaa. Hanukkah, it's Chinooka. Mm-hmm. Kwanzaa, yeah, okay.
Happy Solstice, and I am unanimous in that.
Yeah, I'm just going to say Happy Winter Solstice, because that's what all those religions base this holiday on anyway.
Yep. So.
Well, back to the shorts.
Yes, back to the shorts. The shorts and the narrow.
And
the shorts and narrow of it.
Is that okay to say that?
Just say rubber toy. Just say
rubber toy.
Just say toy.
You can say it, you can't own it.
Right. Okay.
That's right.
Anyway, we had to
buy
a harness from a men's shop. and have it modified so that she could wear it. And it's the only thing to do. Spend the money on a nice, you know, good quality one, and then you don't have to walk, you know.
I don't have to worry about
which,
it.
By the way, can be purchased at Blackhawk Leather.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you can also get it at Leather Forever. Can't you get them at, like, Eros or somewhere?
Yeah, there's all... Well,
but you'd probably need to have it custom fit.
Yeah, I don't think Arrow's had one.
Well, I mean, that's not really something I think you can buy over the counter. It's not like one size fits all things.
The ones that you want to buy are going to be at Black Hawk Leather or Leather Forever, and the place that you want to take it to be
altered
would be Leather Forever.
Yes,
yeah.
So, which is we had. Gosh, I don't even remember their names anymore. But there used to be a shop on where
on
the Magic Cauldron is now.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that was Leather by Boots.
Yeah,
Leather by Boots.
That was where we bought it
from. In one of their many incarnations.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah. You can drive all the way up to Dallas if you want to have it fit, because Leather by Boots is still up in Dallas. They have a shop in the Eagle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, well, that's the best thing to do. That's what we tell everyone. We tell everyone, just buy one that's made for men and take it to be altered for you. So that's the best thing to do. Spend the money on it, because it's a waste of money to buy them anywhere else.
Well, that, or just spend the money and have it custom made in the first place.
That's
well,
true.
Yeah. But even you then, you have to model it after, you know.
Yeah, after the men's, so you might as well buy one of those.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, but they could do it custom easily.
Yeah.
It'd probably be cheaper to just start off from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know.
Instead of having to modify.
They offered to do a pattern from the one that was modified for us, and then make others so that they could have them on the rack ready to be purchased. So I thought that was a really great offer. Yeah.
Oh, over at Leather Forever?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those guys are great. They really
are. And my suggestion would be, don't buy it online, because even the picture that you see online is not necessarily going to look like what you see when you open the package.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Don't buy it unless you can hold it in your hands.
But keep in mind, all of those things are also modeled by a size 2.
Yeah. Exactly. Right?
You know, whether you're a man or a woman, their models are, you know...
Yeah.
They're like Bowflex gym rats. I mean, unless you have a body like that, you can't buy something like that and expect it to fit.
Right.
And when you're a size 30.
Well, yeah, when it's unless it's all made completely of elastic, you know, elastic waistband. Yeah, that's it. Just have that dig into your skin for a while.
Yeah, I don't like anything elastic.
Elastic has a shelf life, too. I mean, it eventually goes kaput.
Yeah.
Well, buy something that's going to last you a while.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, go with the leather.
Buy it. You know, as far as forever.
Top 10 sex toy list, it's got to be leather harnesses. It's got to be, you know.
Well, again, electricity is on there, so that means TENS unit. We also have ultraviolet wand. I love that. At Sinfest, they had a great ultraviolet wand.
Yeah.
The new kit with all those cool attachments.
That was the best ultraviolet wand I've ever seen.
There was one of the guys was playing Baby Bear with the ultraviolet wand, and he just went... like this across the top of my head, and I mean, the sparks were just coming off his fingers in my hair, and it was like, ooh, that feels good, me next, you know?
a violet wand would do for me as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever seen a violet wand in fire?
Yes.
No, I
saw you do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen you do it.
I missed that part.
Oh, that is really awesome. That is really awesome.
Well, okay, you mentioned it. Let's talk about fire. Fireplay.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Well, let's talk real quick about safe fireplay, because you are really what I consider an expert on fireplay. So let's give listeners, if they're interested in fireplay, how to do it right and how to play properly.
Well, you know, we'll talk about the homemade version, because that there are, I guess, wands and things you could buy out there from the stores, but really homemade's the best.
Yeah,
and
you have more control over what you're doing with it, yeah?
Yeah, you just kind of make some, you get some dowels, and you cut them in half, and then you begin to make a swab on the end of it, just like like a Q-tip looks, but you're going to make it a larger version of it.
Well, what are you making it out of, cotton?
Cotton.
Gauze.
It has a cotton center, and then you're going to wrap it around, you're going to swathe it with a gauze. And then you're going to take a...
Swath. Oh, that's such a Christmas term. They
swathing the baby Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's swaddling.
With gauze. And then
swaddling.
Swaddling. Swaddling gauze.
Okay.
Swaddling.
I was going to say, then we're going to dip it in rubbing alcohol. Set them on fire. Well,
to attach it to the dowel, though, you have to use that foil electrical tape.
Uh-huh.
And so then you do that, and then you can dip it into the 70% alcohol, not 91%, 70%. And so you have one one dry and
why
one
the
wet.
Difference? Why the difference between 70 and 90?
Well, 90 burns too fast, yes. And it's too hot.
Too hot.
Yeah, and it's just not as easy to control as 70%. 70% it just has a much safer range.
Okay.
You know, you can control it better. So the 70% alcohol, you go ahead and you dip them both actually in alcohol. You light one of them, and the other one is what you swab onto the person's skin.
Mm-hmm.
So when you swab it on, it leaves a trace of alcohol, not dripping, but just a trace of it, and then you light it with the one that's burning. And it just very quickly will, because it's only 70% alcohol, will burn for just a second.
Well, I love it. You've done it to me. You've just, like, traced gorgeous patterns all over my back and my
neck. Me too.
Yeah, you could do circles and X's and
I think the problem was when you played fire on my front side, you were like, okay, never again, the smell of burning fur was just too much.
Yeah. Now, shave first.
Yeah, if I'm going to set you on fire, please shave the body first.
Yeah, shave first.
Yeah, so if you are hairy, you know, this may not be a scene for you because, burning hair is not a pretty smell.
But, you know, instead of using the wand that is on fire, actually lit with a flame, use a violet wand. And it, at a certain voltage, I guess, will ignite the fire. And
ignite the alcohol.
The alcohol.
So you can trace with the alcohol, and instead of using the fire, use the electric wand.
Yeah. Right.
Ooh.
Right.
What kind of attachment do you use for that?
Any of the attachments, the ball, the rake, the ball,
metal attachments work quicker, but any of the glass, because what ignites the alcohol is not the attachment from the wand,
no,
it's
the
shock. Spark.
Yeah, the spark of electricity.
The electrical spark actually ignites it.
It is so awesome. We did it at the Axiom the very first time when we did it was at the Axiom. We were on stage, and it was totally spontaneous. We had an idea of what, and of course Gigi was there.
Mm-hmm.
And we totally skipped the safety part, so we'll get back to that in just a second.
Yeah.
But...
Let's talk about the aesthetics first. And then we'll tell you how not to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Not to hurt yourself.
How to do this safely.
Yeah, and not end up looking like Joan Rivers. Okay. So, you're
on
stage.
We had a double cross. Mm-hmm. And so on one side we had a couple playing with the fire batons, the traditional way that we do them. And then we had another couple playing with the electricity. And so when Gigi and Eva switched... they got the idea to go ahead and light the alcohol with the electric wand, and when it caught, we all got so excited, and it was awesome. We were filming it,
mm-hmm.
And so I still have that on film, and every once in a while I'll refer back to it because it was the first time we had ever done it, and it was the most impressive.
Very.
Because we were on stage, it was all set, you know, and it was just really, really neat. And we did have a fire safety monitor there. Someone who was in the background, who was ready at all times with a wet towel. She also had a fire extinguisher. But she was ready at all times, and she very closely monitored what was going on anytime, you know, the whole time. And so everyone felt very confident.
So you touched on the safety of it. So let's talk more about safety of fire play.
Okay.
So...
No lotions, no perfumes, no mousses, no hairspray.
Damn.
Any of those things that...
I've actually seen Elizabeth...
What are you saying, damn,
I've actually seen Elizabeth cleanse someone's back when they volunteered to fire play. Actually cleanse the back before beginning because you can actually detect the smell of like
but
a lotion.
You can feel it too, you know. And the fire isn't as... spectacular. I think it doesn't catch as easily if there are too many products on your skin.
Well, that, and if there is oil in those products and it does ignite, then it can actually heat it more than you intend.
Well, it blends in with the fire, and so what happens is you lose, when what you're doing is you're tracing, for example, one line. So if it blends in with whatever you're wearing that has an alcohol content in it, then you lose that straight line. It kind of, you know, spreads a little, and you don't want that to happen.
Right.
So
you say, like, if you want to clean off the body, how would you prepare the skin for this kind of a scene?
Well, The best thing is alcohol.
Yeah,
really, because it evaporates. I mean, once it dries, it's gone. It's not, there's no traces of it left on the skin. So if you're really trying, and that's what they do in hospitals. Mm-hmm. When they're getting ready to give you an injection, exactly, wherever the site is, they rub alcohol, and that's to wipe away that upper layer of skin and
bacteria.
Exactly. Whatever's there, it wipes it away.
He's an RN. He's sitting here shaking his head yes.
Now, I've noticed that when you do fire play and you actually ignite the wet alcohol on the back, mm-hmm, that you only allow it to burn for a certain amount of time before you wave something over it to put the flames out.
Right. You could just put your hand in and it puts it out immediately if it's on for too long. But one thing, if you want to play for a long time, what happens is if you go over the same spot too many times, it feels like a sunburn. It begins to get irritated. Mm-hmm. And your skin begins to feel like it's getting sunburnt. And so what you want to do is in order to play longer and to prolong the playtime, is to not let it burn too long. You know, just long enough, and then you put it out, and then you can play more and more and more and more.
What kind of first aid, speaking of, what kind of first aid would you keep if you were doing a scene? What do you have on hand in case there is a burn?
The most important thing that I have on hand is a very natural, it's a tube of natural 100% aloe vera gel. It is, you know, if you're going to get burned, one of the things that you're going to do is you're going to put, you know, you're going to put a coating of aloe vera or anything like that. But that's the one thing that I use. And mm-hmm, I've never had to use anything more than that. And we've had a couple of fire accidents, and really that was the only thing that we needed.
So you should never do this two people by themselves.
Well, it's good to have a third person to be your monitor. Two people can play, but you have to really, you have to be very organized. You have to, and you have to pretty much monitor yourselves.
Excuse the pun, but don't play the scene in the heat of passion. This is a scene that you have to plan for.
Right.
You have to keep your head about.
Yes.
Especially
you have to be focused.
The person topping, the person actually putting the fire on the other body, is the one who really needs to stay focused to allow their partner to enjoy the experience. You get something out of it. They get something out of it. Honestly, when it comes to fire play, you're the one that's got the control of that. You need to be able to say, okay, this is enough. We've hit a limit. I can see your skin. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to see marks. Mm-hmm. Or I'm starting to see redness. It's time to bring them back down or let them just soar where they are.
Right. Or move to a different area of the body.
You know,
experience with the whole canvas. But, you know, definitely if you're playing in one particular spot, and it begins to turn red, then it's time to go ahead and move on or stop.
Aside from the genital areas, the more sensitive spots on the area that... because I've seen, especially like Gigi has done fire play on the genital area and things like that, which, while it is fun, number one, you're going to have to completely shave, and body shaving is not really what I'm into, but...
Right.
But... other areas besides like the crotch region or the nipples or
surfaces.
Yeah.
So well, you know, if you can go.
I love
from
watching you play because you're just stunning when you play.
Aww. An artist.
Yeah.
Well, I like having a really good time, and I love just, you know, people will say, it's serious, you're not supposed to be laughing. And I laugh the whole time, you know.
If you're not enjoying what you're doing, then why are you doing it?
Yeah, but when we were first getting into the scene years and years and years ago, it was like dark and serious and somber, and you know, and here I was laughing. And
here she was pulling a Jerry Lewis.
Hey, lady! Ah, you're on fire! And you know, so
that was cool.
Yeah, making all kinds of comments, you know, but we do like having a good time. So I think the artistry comes when you're inspired, you know, with the fun. You're inspired by having the fun. You're inspired by the laughter, the spontaneous, you know, the spontaneous stuff that happens between you and around you.
Now, you from the bottom's perspective, sensation, what is it like? I mean, I've had it done, but I'm playing, you know, naive, because I've played top and bottom in this scene, but...
Well, because the listeners need to hear both aspects of this. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what is the bottom getting out of the scene with fire play?
It's a quick heat. It comes and it goes, and most of the time when it's on your back, you don't really know where it's coming from and what's going to happen. And that's a lot of the excitement, is that you don't know where what's happening next.
So when you play your front, you blindfold her?
I love to be blindfolded. She does love to be blindfolded. And we have a great story about the first time she was ever blindfolded and tied to a cot, and somebody played with fire on her. And
someone that was inexperienced. It could have been it really could have been a disaster.
Yeah.
I was on fire for way too long.
Yeah.
So going back to the sensations you get out of it, what is going on with the sensation you get out of it? Where's your favorite places to be played with fire?
I don't really have a specific spot. I really enjoy the back because because of the blindfold, I don't want to see. It's the excitement of what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm. I understand exactly where that comes from. I don't want to watch it happening. I just want to feel it.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
I have a burning comment I need to make.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh. You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, our listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Thank you for that, Chris.
That was incredible. You didn't stutter once. You didn't mispronounce a word. I'm proud of you.
Did it one breath.
And yeah. And your diction was exemplary.
Yeah. I have no life, so I practice that forever and ever.
I want to go back to the what Elizabeth brought up earlier about the accident that happened. And this is how fast it happens. We were in a room of about 30 people. It was a very small area. There were monitors. And it just... how fire is, it happens so quickly. And at that point, there was even a monitor watching the person that was playing with me. And mind you, I was blindfolded. I was tied to a cot. And the monitor freaked out. And someone that was monitoring another scene jumped over, leaped over, put me out. And we were able to...
Okay, that brings up a good point. When somebody is new, you have a question?
I have a question.
Okay.
You brought up cot. What do you generally utilize? I would think something flammable would be something not a good idea to
use.
Well,
this was just a... this was a huge area. Well, I say a huge area. We were at numbers, and we were up on the first floor, on the second floor. And it was just I don't want to say it was a free-for-all. It was, really and truly, I was tied there, and fire was not supposed to be part of it. And the person that came to me and said, is it okay? I didn't know better at that point to say, are you experienced? But and what I didn't know was that he was not experienced. And I made an assumption, which you should never do in this game, is assume that they know what they're doing. I assumed that the monitor knew this person and knew that it was okay, but it wasn't. And that's where my failure. And
so even though we had all the checkpoints in place, this accident that could have been disastrous still happened.
And we all know, and I'm not going to mention any names here, we are all familiar with one particular individual who had a fireplace scene go very, very wrong, and it altered two lives irrevocably. So, yes, while this stuff is really fun and really exciting, please don't play with somebody who doesn't know what they're doing.
And if you want to learn, have somebody experienced teach you. That's what WHIPs are for.
Because accidents can change your life forever, and not for the better.
Now, one thing I do want to go back to. Clayton, go ahead.
I still didn't get my answer to what you
kind
want to be on. Surface-wise, what do you want?
Oh. I prefer standing because I think
but
because
you wouldn't
want to
be on
issue.
An actual cot, though.
No.
Because you don't want to be on something.
A
non-flammable surface.
Oh, you're right.
That's what I wanted to...
Oh, okay. Well, and that also brings up another point. The reason you don't want to be laying down is because pools of alcohol can form when you're flat.
Exactly what happened.
So when you're standing, and that is exactly what happened to her. So when you're standing, at least it's going to run off, and if it's on fire, you're going to see it. But if it's pooling and you light it, there's too much. You cannot put it out. You're going to wipe it, and it's going to spread everywhere. Right.
But that's what I was getting to with my comment about somebody who's new to the scene and needing to learn from somebody who's experienced with fire play. You talk about having one cotton swab on fire and using the other one, dipping and using that one, and then light. How much is too much? That's the trick. That's
right.
The secret, is
right.
Learning how much alcohol to swipe on the body.
Mm-hmm.
Without causing damage or blistering or burning.
I think with a lot of play, there,
and it doesn't
has
take
to be
a lot.
Done one-on-one. It has to be done. You can't talk somebody through it. You actually have to show them do it together.
Exactly.
And that's beauty. It's so interactive.
You need somebody to teach you hands-on experience.
Right. Okay, I know what I want for Christmas. It's something that I've already been promised.
What's that?
And I'm not in any real big hurry. Christmas this year, next year, or 2, 5, 10 years from now. Elizabeth, you promised to make me some wands for fire play and teach me.
I apologize. That's
okay.
Actually have some. I do. I made.
Well, I was actually hoping to be in on the creation process.
Well, let's do that. Let's go ahead and do that. I think that's a great idea. We should go ahead and plan a date where we can start from, let's purchase all the products that we need and sit down and show how to cut, how to wrap, how to everything, the
exactly.
whole thing.
I want to know it from the very beginning.
Let's
I cannot
do
think
that.
Of I can't think of anybody to learn that from better than you.
How Thank to tuck you. And tape. Oh,
yeah. And do you know
I know what I want for Christmas.
What?
An ultraviolet wand.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I said that.
I think we already
first.
Knew that, yeah.
Yeah, we already knew that.
Oh, okay.
Well, I do
just wanted to make sure everybody knew that.
Yeah, and the kit that he wants costs more than the house.
Oh.
I mean,
Start
so
small and build.
All the wiring's new.
So, for our Christmas toy list, we started out with a salad shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Then a black banana.
Uh-huh.
And
wand.
Fire play wands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's 1, 2, 3.
And baby bear with the violet wands.
Ultraviolet wands.
Do like Jimmy.
Wands.
Do
okay.
like Jimmy with the Viagra thing. Start small and work up.
Oh, trust me, with him, he could stick his finger in a light socket and go, could you please go check the circuit breaker? I'm not getting enough. That would be him.
So it wasn't Ike that blew all of the power grids? It was him?
Yeah.
No, that's what blew the power at our house.
Yeah, between all the body jewelry, when he stuck his finger in the light socket, it blew up the transformer at the corner.
That's why it took 2 weeks for us to get our electricity back.
It's split the pole. The pole was laying in the street. It was just terrible.
The hell with the lighting of the tree at the Galleria. We just light him.
Yeah. And, the generator that we have, it just didn't supply enough electricity to his taste. So, ultraviolet wand. That's number mm-hmm. 4. So what's going to be another fun, kinky toy?
Hmm.
Our kinky Christmas toy list. What's on your wish list, Elizabeth?
Do you know... Every once in a while, I get the opportunity to play with men. I play with a lot of women, but, I get a man who is actually okay with me playing with their genitalia. It's not sexual, but I love CBT. It's one of my things that I like to do. And so I would love to add to my toy chest for CBT a toy that Gigi actually made. And
are you talking about that parachute cruncher?
No, although I like that one. There is another one. It's the one where it looks like a little box
that has
screws. Well, they're like 4
inches
tall.
It's also a parachute cruncher.
Yeah.
But it's got the
candle. Yes, I've seen that toy, yes. Gigi is, I call her the Marquis de Sade. Because Gigi comes up with some very demented toys.
No, would be the Marquis de Sade.
He's a perverted genius.
Huh? Yes.
I want that cock.
That's what
that
his partner says about him. He is a perverted genius.
Yes, he is.
Well, along that lines, as long as we're talking about Christmas gifts in the top 10, as long as we're talking about CBT,
mm-hmm.
if you like gifting books, one of the best books on CBT was written by Hardy Haberman. It's titled The Family Jewels.
Yes, yes. That's
a
good book.
I actually have that book somewhere. He gave it to me. I met him once.
And you can get that
book. I have an autographed copy.
And you can get that book at Black Hawk and Leather Forever, I believe.
So Hardy Haberman is one of my favorite perverts.
Yes, he is. He's an incredible guy. Hardy Haberman's from Dallas. He's just an incredible leatherman.
Yeah.
Now, Clayton was
saying, is that number five?
CBT toy.
Okay, CBT toy. Okay, so we're halfway there.
And now, along the lines of CBT, you were saying you wanted...
That cock ring that I saw up in Toronto, the one that I showed you the pamphlet on.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was all adjustable.
It's this absolutely incredible toy. I wish you would have brought the pamphlet. You would have loved it.
Yeah.
But
it's a beautiful piece of work.
I would love to see
it. You can do anything from make it comfortable to excruciating with this with this toy. It's a very fun toy. We've got the pamphlet. I will give it to you.
Okay.
So
actually, and remember that nipple clamps make great stocking stuffers.
Always.
Nipple clamps. All you do is just go down to Lowe's or Home Depot and get those little baby clamps with the little.
Yeah.
My favorite toy store is Southland Hardware.
Yeah.
How about the toothpaste? Things that
those work good.
Those work good too, and they come in fluorescent colors.
Toothpaste is great for sensation play. I don't know how many people are aware of this, but toothpaste makes great sensation.
She was actually talking about those toothpaste rollers that you put the tube in, and
it squeezes.
Now, which one? The rollers or the ones that slide up?
The rollers.
No, the rollers.
The ones that slide up would be kind of painful, I think.
Yeah. No. Well, these are the ones that have the little black rubber bands on both ends.
Yeah, and you. Roll
yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Rods, there's two of them.
That's the one I was talking about, because there's also the ones that that actually have like a key.
Oh, okay. I wasn't talking about that.
Okay.
No.
Because I was sitting there thinking,
trying to think, how in the world am I going to do my nipple?
Yeah.
I don't think I have enough nipple to be able to actually twist it through that.
If you use one of those often enough, you will.
Please, his body jewelry would break one of them, okay?
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we up to now?
Well, no, that's
is that number?
That's still five, because we're talking about...
No, six was his catalog item.
No, that was still...
That's still under the CBT stuff.
That falls under CBT stuff.
Oh, okay.
Six is the toothpaste roller.
There we go.
Roller.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that would fall under
nipple toys.
Nipple torture.
Well, that would still fall under CBT.
Well,
what
is
it?
No.
It's so strange you're talking about kink toys you can get at CVS and the Academy.
The T is not for tits.
No, I know that. I'm just saying that would all fall under genital torture.
We can say that, right?
Do we not consider the nipples genital?
Is that one of those seven?
No, let's keep it separate.
I think CBT is a whole category unto itself.
You can't say what?
Tits?
Well, you just did, so.
Oh. Oops.
It's one of those that's not considered in bad form anymore.
No.
Well, it sounds like a snack. I know it is, but I mean...
Ew!
You have them, don't you?
Yes, I do, and they're quite tasty because...
Well, then they're a snack, aren't they?
Yeah, but usually you think of the other ones, you know, the ones that they've got.
Hey, I don't care who has them. They're all the same.
Right now, so.
Maybe this is a good time for some music.
I think
it is. Let me sit back down.
Goodness. And we're talking about milk lemonade.
milk lemonade.
And around the corner.
Where the chocolate's made.
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
I do not remember that.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Hi, Justin. Justin is here. He's an LA member and a fire dancer. Tonight he's wearing his fire dancer vest. So Justin's a fire dancer tonight.
Oh, Justin.
What's down?
Yeah, I know. I can't. Well, yeah. He's wearing a T-shirt that says "Screwing Twice is not gay marriage." No, it's lesbian marriage.
No, I thought that was the move-in deal.
No offense, you two.
I didn't get it.
No.
So.
No. Never mind. Okay.
Screwing twice implies power tools, Kirby. That leaves you out.
I don't identify as a lesbian. My wife does, but I don't.
I'm not a lesbian. My wife is.
No, it's true. I'm not a lesbian.
You're bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
So, like, I'm not a fag. My husband is.
There you go.
I know several trisexuals. I'll try anything.
Yeah, I might be actually an omnisexual rather than.
Yeah.
How about Pansexual.
Pansexual. There you go.
There's a word we're all familiar with.
So that means you only do it in the kitchen with pots and pans, right? Okay. Music. We'll be right back with Leather Ties after this musical interlude.
It's Christmas time and I'm in trouble. Got too drunk at the company affair. Sat on the copier, wore no apparel. Did it on a dare. Insulted the boss and French kissed a stranger. Pinched his butt, poured beer on his toupee. Till someone said, you don't know the danger. The boss's friend is gay. More beer for you and for me. And stories for us to share. No fear, I jumped on a desk and danced while everyone stared. I didn't even know I put on the show till next morning. Take a look at that. It's facts to one and all. Merry Christmas to one and all.
It's Christmas time at the office party. We'll get drunk and do annoying things.
I grabbed the boss's wife by the ass and had myself a fling.
Woo! We'll goose a friend and tell the manager, piss him off and send him on his way.
No fear, I'm happy to table dance on cubicle square.
She didn't even know she put on a show until next morning. Take a look at that, it's posted on the internet.
Merry Christmas to one and all.
Yeah. You're fired!
Oh, and Merry Christmas.
Just hear those noses sniffling, sore throats tickling too. Come on, it's lousy weather to be suffering inside with the flu. Outside the snow is falling, your fever's at 102. Let's take some Alka-Seltzer and a box of antihistamines, too. We'll bring some Kleenex with us and sing a chorus or two. Let's let my red nose lead us on a sleigh ride in spite of the flu.
Hack it up, lock it up, let's go.
Cough it up, cough it up, cough it up. Oh man, there's some on my head. My glands are puffed and swollen in every hour I pee. My throat's as rough as leather and raspy as it can be. Let's take some Kleenex with us and sing a carol or two. We'll make our noses redder on a sleigh ride to go with the flu. Kid came home from preschool with a cough today. He'll infect the whole darn neighborhood in about a day.
We'll be calling in sick to work until the diarrhea stops.
At the pharmacy we'll get lots more pills to pop. Pop, pop, pop.
I took every medication I can legally buy.
The coughing, sneezing, sniffling, and the watery eyes.
I'll be getting real drunk on NyQuil. I'll take contact till I'm high.
Whoa. This wonderful buzz is great, but I'm glad I don't have to drive. Just hear those noses sniffling, sore throats tickling too. Come on, it's lousy weather to be suffering inside with the flu. Outside the snow is falling, your fever's at 102. Come on, it's lousy weather for a flu ride together with you. Ba 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 da da.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a mean one.
bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You have gotta get your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. Soul is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled in tangled up knots. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. You know, given the choice between the two, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You know, as he ate me, Mr. Grinch, with a super nauseous nose, you're a crooked turkey jerky and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. You're a mean one, you're a monster, you're a vile one, and you're a runner. You know, as he ate me, you're a foul one, you're a snake, and you're a three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
I think he
some lovely selections that Chris put on for us.
Yeah, stink, stank, stunk.
Yeah.
It's called deodorant, antiperspirant, something.
He'll be back in a minute.
Well, they're having a discussion out there whether or not to call it ultraviolet wand, violet wand. I just told them, you know, why don't we compromise and just call it an uber violet wand?
Uber violet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, in cosmetology, they call it ultraviolet. In the leather community, they just call it a violet wand. So I said, we'll just call it uber.
Okay.
So we're going to call it an uber violet wand.
Gotcha.
Okay. So they're all still sitting out there.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with them. They expected
they're probably still arguing over whether or not it's an Uber or maybe a, you know. So far with our top 10 list.
Yeah, I did like the fireplace stuff that you were talking about, and
you've seen Eva do fireplay, haven't you?
Yes,
yes,
yes. We've had people do fireplay here in the studio.
Ooh.
Before. Yeah.
Asbestos ceiling tiles?
Well, you know.
That doesn't sound too good.
It's okay. It's not going to burn.
So we are back with Leather Ties. I'm Daddy Bear Robert T. I'm your host. Tonight we have author Master Buzz Lawson. We have Whip Society. Justin from the Fire Dancers leaning up against some hunky little cub. Virgin, of course, is here as usual.
Because
making his big red bear presence felt.
Virgin is.
You know you love me, Robert. You know you love me.
Yeah, I love you like a case of the crabs.
Virgin is our.
You know, just one good treatment of red.
Ouch.
And red in one of those little micro combs, you know.
He's one of the crew here.
yeah, Virgin lives here.
Unfortunately, we've tried and it doesn't work.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, I know. Red doesn't work. You need to get out the straight razor.
I have this thing for redheads.
It's kind of like
Well, redheads are okay, but I mean, if they're bears, you know, they got to be furry redheads. But.
And if they're a redhead in a kilt, I'm over the top.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I never understood fetishes before until I ran into
a red bear and
some guys wearing kilts. And now I understand what fetish is all about.
Kilts are wonderful.
Yeah.
Man.
He's had several custom made, so.
It's all I can do to keep my hands to myself around a guy in a kilt.
Uh-huh. You know why.
Easy access. Because it's right there.
It's easy access.
Yeah.
Easy access. So are we going to put kilts, everybody wearing kilts for Christmas? Christmas kilt?
Is that it?
Will that be on our list?
It would be on mine.
Okay, so Christmas kilt will be number 7.
Yeah.
Okay. But see, and no kilts, Kirby, for me, it's not that it's easy access.
No, Kirby, we are not pinning mistletoe to your kilt.
It's almost, have to hold myself back to see, to discover what's under that kilt.
We need to get Jimmy a Christmas kilt with mistletoe right in the front.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But there's something about also wearing a kilt.
Yeah.
That's erotic.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
I have a kilt.
Yeah.
And yes, you're right. You're absolutely correct.
He's had several custom made. So
and there really is something that I feel led to say, and I feel like I really need to say it. The fact that somebody is wearing a kilt is not an invitation for you
exactly.
to put your hand under
it. I know, but when you have a fetish like I do, it's all I can do not to do it.
If I'm wearing a kilt and you put your hand under it, you just lost your hand.
That's
okay, but keep in mind.
I understand
but
that.
But keep in mind, he doesn't wear a cock ring. He wears a bear trap.
Hello. Ooh.
So, I mean, it will snap your hand off.
Hello.
Wrist, okay.
Allow yourself to bask in the eroticism of thinking about reaching under that kilt, but remember,
but unless
all play
to.
Has to be consensual,
yes.
or it is wrong.
Absolutely.
Don't reach under somebody's kilt just because you want to.
You
ask
understand
permission.
That.
You wouldn't shove your hand down somebody's... Well, Jimmy, you would. Never mind. You wouldn't shove your hand down somebody's pants.
I come from the 70s. We did that all the time.
Yeah, in the 70s, they didn't wear pants.
Wait a minute. I was there in the 70s and I didn't.
No, well, they wore those.
I guess we didn't go to the same places.
No, you wore those big old bell-bottom Partridge Family looking pants.
And I still have them, thank you very little.
Yeah, and yours are probably pink, aren't they, Jimmy?
And plaid. Mine had, yes, and mine had 1.5-inch cuffs on them.
Yes, oh yeah, oh yeah.
And platform shoes.
Yes.
Don't tell me. With wooden heels. So you clip-clock.
Yep, exactly.
Like a Clydesdale when you're dancing around.
Yeah,
exactly. You're thinking you're John Travolta, but you're not. It's Night at the Roxbury.
Let's quit talking about how old we are.
If you didn't make noise, you weren't cool.
I would not know anything about this. I never owned a pair.
I'm a founding member.
Bull.
I owned 4.
I am a founding member of... I'm a founding member of the No Rhythm and Blues Club.
Oh, please. Hello. And I won 3 disco dancing contests when I was a teenager.
That's I can just imagine.
What
that.
Kind of perfect fag I was. I was telling her, no, bitch, spin. This is how you do it.
My senior year of high school, I won Best Male Dancer of the Year.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and that's with his leg, too. It's like he got ran over by a bus and he could still dance.
Yep.
You know? But it's not that hard to stand there and point at the sky and point at the floor and pretend you're
John. No, you will not. You will not compare me to John Travolta.
Okay,
I got one worse. I was in a dance troupe in medical school.
I got one even better. I was a Sweet Adeline dancer.
What is that? We're men in scrubs.
Yeah, kind of like that. We did a lot of stuff in scrubs.
I'm not going to say a word.
Okay, where were we before we went to music?
We were on our top 10 kinky Christmas list.
Ah, okay.
And we have gotten to number 6.
No, Jimmy just gave us number 7, kilts.
Okay.
It doesn't that's a kinky fetish for him,
yeah,
so we're going to put
sure
kilts
is.
On the we're going to put kilts on the list this year.
Is that?
Oh yeah.
Leather.
Oh.
Leather.
A leather kilt.
A leather kilt.
You'll have to pardon me, but I don't really think that's so much of a kinky gift simply because I'm only third generation American Irish and to me that's traditional dress. That's not necessarily kinky. That's a uniform.
Well, I'm Jewish and it is erotic, okay?
So you, as a Jewish man, find me erotic?
No, I find a kilt erotic.
Only
oh,
only if you're wearing a man dress. All right.
Hello,
that's my man's skirt.
Well, I have an item to add.
An item to
yes, I know.
Well, you know, we have to debate every item going on the Kinky Christmas list. So what's your item?
You never have enough rope.
Oh, no kidding.
Okay, wait, everybody, just for Kirby, everybody sing, rope, 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 rope. Okay. Hemp rope's the best.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about rope. What's your favorite diameter? All-purpose diameter. The size of a thumb?
About that big around? The size of a thumb.
5/8.
Depends whose thumb it is.
That's true. It depends on who's
okay, if we're talking about Uma Thurman's thumb and cowboy movie thing, whatever that's...
Oh, it depends on... It depends on what you're doing with it.
Yeah. Well, that's true, too.
No, if we're talking about rope for bondage play...
Well, your thumb is smaller than my thumb.
Again, that depends on what you're doing with it. Right. If you're tying the body, 5/8 is great.
Mm-hmm.
If you're tying the hands, 1/4 inch, or even clothesline... works well. Now, remember, I'm not talking about nylon clothesline. I'm talking about pure cotton, braided.
Cotton or hemp, yes.
Works really great for wrist bondage and that sort of thing. I do a great set of gauntlets.
Yes.
And basically 1/4 inch clothesline.
Clothesline, yeah.
Okay.
Now, explain for those who don't know why you don't use nylon.
Nylon burns. No,
burns.
I'm not going to say that.
God,
no one,
I have no ears left.
And I think you just blew out the speakers on a whole bunch of radios at home. I'm not going to decry the value of nylon.
Wait, one person at a time, please.
I'm not going to decry the value of nylon because in some cases that burn is what you're looking for. But when you use nylon, as with everything else, know what you're doing and do it right. However, if you're going to do, like Elizabeth was talking about, extended play, if you want to play in an extended way, then use a natural fiber, such as hemp, cotton, flax. These kinds of ropes are, you can drag it across, before you play with it, drag it across your skin. Drag it slow, and then drag it fast, and see how to play with the rope that you're playing with. No rope is invaluable. Just play with it correctly.
Oh, wasn't that precious?
Thank you.
Jimmy. Oh,
don't make me act gamine.
Jimmy. Crack me up. Okay, so we're going to put rope on the list. That'll be number 8. We have 2 toys left on the Kinky Christmas list, and they better be good. Do we need to recap? Oh, I've been told that we need to change the order of our toys. The first toy has to be the uber-violent wand.
Not violent. Violet. We're not supposed to promote violence.
No. I'm calling it that on purpose because the two of you arguing out there, whether it's violet or ultraviolet or uber. And your argument was getting violent, so it's an uber-violent wand.
Don't forget the umlaut on that.
Umlaut. Uber.
Please recap.
Uber-violent wand, the black banana, which is what we will call it for
the
now.
The double-ended black
banana. Double-ended 9-inch black banana.
9-inch around.
Thick.
9-inch
thick.
Black banana.
There we go.
Okay, so you want a fire hydrant painted black.
Two fire hydrants painted black with their bottoms sewn together. We're talking one huge double-ended dildo.
Isn't that a Titan movie? I think that's a Titan movie.
I haven't seen that one.
It's either that or it's like Manhunter or something.
Okay, so where are we at?
So that was that. Then fire play.
Okay.
Tens unit.
That was last year.
No, but tens unit was number 1. We're not at number 1 yet.
Oh, okay.
So tens unit. Then we had...
CBT.
CBT toys.
We had nipple toys.
Nipple toys. Rope. So we got 2 toys left. Oh, a kilts. Jimmy's kilts. Okay.
So we have 1.
No.
That was 8.
That was 8.
No, that was 9. I've been counting.
You have 1 less finger than everybody else has.
Yeah. We're all witches. We have an extra finger.
Excuse me, but that was not a finger.
We have a list over here.
Yeah, he's got a list over here. How many was that?
8.
That was 8, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That was 8.
Nine.
We're on number 9. So. Okay. You, any ideas? What is your name?
Billy.
Billy. Billy is here with Justin. Billy, what would you say would be a good kinky toy? keep in mind we're on the radio, and I'm not paying the FCC fine if you say something really disgusting. Okay.
Keep it clean. Family show. I understand. how about J-Lube?
Lubricants.
Lubricants.
J-Lube. No, there's this stuff called J-Lube. They sell
we know what, trust me, we know
we
what
J-Lube
is.
We are all familiar with J-Lube.
Have you ever... Well, yeah, they had J-Lube wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was nasty.
That was nasty. They did J-Lube wrestling. They had like a case of Morton salt there to get it off of you.
The only way to cut J-Lube is with salt.
Salt water, yes. So, I don't know. Would J-Lube be considered a kinky toy? What can you do with it besides, you know, what we do with it?
You can
just make a general lubricant.
You can wrestle
section.
With it.
That's
exactly. There's lots of things you can do.
Oh, do you remember when they used to
explain
do Crisco to wrestling?
Well, no, that's
that is such a kinky toy.
Baby Bear, that's considered wrestling,
well,
too.
Well, I mean, closer to...
Okay. Well, like, J-Lube, I mean... I think J-Lube's kinky because, like, I mean, its original purpose because
it never washes off.
Well, that too.
Veterinary
lubricant.
Yeah, it's used for, like,
inseminating horses, yes.
And I just like the idea of using something or other than its original
and that's
purpose.
What we use it for, yeah. too.
Yes. Like Crisco.
We birth calves with it, too.
Okay. Yeah, so does Crisco fall into that category?
Yes.
What flavor?
Butter.
There we go. Butter-flavored Crisco. J-Lube and butter-flavored Crisco. We're going to blend them together and make a lubricant cocktail.
Well, actually, I heard one of the guys at Blackhawk talked about, like, freezing J-Lube with Crisco.
Mm-hmm.
And
then
you can reuse it. So, in a way, you can.
Yes,
well,
you can.
That works best for fisting.
Yes.
Okay.
you insert it frozen, and as the body melts it, it makes a great lubricant for fisting.
Yes. You would, like, freeze them like little bricks, you know, like little butter bricks.
Right.
Yeah.
If they don't self-lubricate, teach them how.
Okay, so we're going to say lubricant, specifically J-Lube. Keep in mind with J-Lube, like we said earlier, you need a salt solution to get the stuff off because it never comes off either. Case in point, there was a J-Lube wrestling at one of the anniversary runs last year. And somebody was wrestling in their jeans. And have still yet to get the J-Lube out of the denim.
And so that everybody who goes to Mary's knows, when you go to Mary's and you go to the Outback,
and if it's been raining, the back left corner, don't walk over there.
Don't go over there.
It's still slick.
That's where we emptied the pool that had the J-Lube in
it. Even after Ike?
Yes. Trust me.
Oh, my God.
You can still go... You could still go ice skate. You see the cockroaches out there rollerblading across the glass. Okay. Because the grass is still so slick from the J-Lube.
Go back there after a good rain and you'll slip and fall on your arse.
Arse?
Hey, I can't say the other word.
That is so BBC.
I can't say the other word, otherwise you'd end up with a fine.
No, I think...
You know you would.
You would. You're the one that said it. Yes. Okay, so number 9, lubricants. Does anybody else have anything to add to lubricants? Don't use Icy Hot as a lubricant.
Or Bengay, either.
Yeah.
Anything mentholated.
Yeah, anything with menthol.
Tiger Balm might be fun in the beginning, but it doesn't end up that way.
Okay, no menthol unless you're Cathol. Okay. Nobody gets that. Never mind.
It's kind of old.
What?
But I've always liked Altoids for kinky play.
Yes.
Altoids can be fun, yes. I mean, but that's not a kinky... That's not really a kinky toy. That just means you can rim and have fresh breath.
No. We're talking about
I know what we're talking about.
Like Jimmy said, how does it make it kinky for you?
How would you consider Altoids a kinky toy?
Depends where you keep the case.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the microphone.
I would say because...
This is Justin with the Fire Dancers telling us about Altoids and how he plays it.
You take one. Uh-huh. I'll explain how I've used one before.
Or two or three.
One in each cheek. And we mean
you got to chew them up to make it, you know, really effective. And then you use it for oral sex, and it just makes everything all
You hear that, Jimmy? Mentholy. Stop spending money on Viagra.
It makes everything all mentholy.
Altoids are a lot cheaper.
Cool and crisp and fun.
But Altoids are pretty strong, though. You don't think that would burn the skin?
No. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
I know it does, and I'm just a plain devil's advocate here. Trust me, I've done that.
We need to. We're on the airwaves here. We need to spread the information.
Shelly said it's curiously strong, but not.
It's curiously strong.
We might have some Altoids on the way.
Okay, we'll get some Altoids on the way. Justin could show us exactly how he uses his Altoids.
Altoids? Well, and honestly, that works whether you are straight, gay, whatever. Oral sex is oral sex, and you're stimulating those areas, and anything you add...
Jimmy's dumbfounded. He's like,
Jimmy,
about Altoids.
Jimmy, close your mouth.
We were telling... Yeah, put your tongue back in your mouth and hinge the jaw.
Somebody
back.
Give Jimmy a bib.
We were saying, Jimmy, that Altoids, you can use Altoids, crush them up in your mouth, and use them during oral sex to stimulate the partner.
Oh!
And I was saying, see, Jimmy, you don't have to spend all that money on Viagra. Just buy Altoids. And just think, when your partner is done, he still has nice, fresh breath, and you're good.
We were just presented a tin of Altoids.
Yay!
Thank you.
The tin that's from my car.
You better watch out. You never know where that tin's been.
The same one.
Okay, so what other kinds of...
Since Justin has just been presented with a tin of Altoids, I think that he should demonstrate on everyone in the room.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's that kind of talk that got us suspended before.
No, it wasn't talk. It was the doing.
It was the actual shloosh noise that got them in trouble.
It was a squishy noise.
Stop that.
No, it was us giving a demonstration
that was
of a thousand-year-old...
Really, it was dentures.
Religious,
wait.
It was us giving a demonstration of a thousand-year-old religious ritual
for those
kicked off the air.
Yes, and for those that were wondering what that noise was, Buzz was flapping his teeth. Don't look. Everybody, just close your eyes. If you look, he keeps doing it. So...
It's one of those things you just can't take your eyes away. I don't want to look.
It's a car wreck. I don't want to look. It's a car wreck.
We're familiar with car wrecks on the show.
Are promoting Altoids? Do y'all get free Altoids?
Oh, we hope so.
Don't we wish? Well, hell, if that
were
the case...
Well, it's on our Christmas list.
No, if that were the case, we'd all have, like, a lifetime supply of J-Lube already. So. Yeah. Especially
the only thing
after
I don't like about J-Lube is that it gets
gummy.
Stringy.
Yeah, but it gets stringy, but all you gotta do is cut it with water, and it's right back to where it needs to be.
That's why I like silicone lube.
Well, the J-Lube strings are like kinky spaghetti.
Gun oil is my favorite.
I'm not going to say a word.
About gun oil?
No, about stringy J-Lube. Because there are so many things I almost just said that would get us kicked off the air.
I'm really disappointed that Altoids...
I'm just going to refer back to the salad shooter on that one, okay?
I'm really disappointed that Altoids didn't actually put out on the market something that I know they test marketed, ginger-flavored Altoids. I tried them, and they were great, but they haven't actually put them out on the market, so I'm disappointed in these people.
Yeah, I didn't like them. They weren't that good.
I loved them. But then as a kid, we used to go to the corner store and buy, like, packets of ginger and, like, chew up ginger. So...
Really?
What's the matter? You couldn't get Marianne?
I'm sorry. I was going to say, you couldn't get Marianne or Skipper? I mean, what? Personally, the professor was the hottest one of the bunch.
The professor would have been my favorite.
But then again, I think Lovey would have been the most fun to play with. Lovey Howell. Because she was so damn dumb.
Oh, well, I'll tell you.
Ginger wasn't much more intelligent.
She was having Alzheimer's or an orgasm.
Okay, but Ginger did not age well. At least she already knew what you got with Mrs. Howell, because she was already old enough.
By the time they reached that island, Ginger had been had.
Oh, yeah, by every casting couch. Why are we talking about Gilligan's Island?
She had bed sores on her ass already.
Back on subject.
Yeah, bed sores are not on our toilet.
Nope. You can never have enough paddles.
Paddles, good. Paddles are
nice,
good.
Wooden paddle.
I have two that are custom made, and I can't I don't know that I should advertise who made the... Well, I will. Don Orr made two custom-made paddles for me. They're absolutely terrific. You have to customize your paddle for the way you swing one and what you intend to do with it. But yes, you're right. Paddles are a great Christmas gift.
Fine. That's 11 now.
Let's talk about wood then. What types of wood do you think make for the best paddles?
I think Jimmy covered that with the Viagra story.
No.
It's a different kind of wood.
Eva.
Well, you know what's so funny about this is that... I personally enjoy a good paint stick.
Canes.
Paint stick.
Oh, paint stick.
That's give a real sting.
And the history on this is that when I was a child and I used to get into trouble, my mother and my father, and actually the Sears on Shepherd, used to have a paint department. And whenever we would be there and I'd get in trouble... Or my brothers, we would go to the paint department, and that's how we would get our spanking was with the paint stick.
So,
and when the first time Elizabeth hit me with the paint stick, it brought back all these funny, wonderful memories.
Did she laugh or just call you mommy?
It was hilarious.
I
had all of these, you know, toys that I had all lined up on the bed, and I had her on the bench, you know, and so we're playing, and I'm trying this toy and that toy, and the paint stick was way at the end, and she had a reaction to all of these toys that was interesting, because we were just experimenting and getting to know each other, and so when I got to the paint stick, before I even approached her with it, she was just giggling, and she was, you know, of course she was restrained, and she was trying really hard to get out of it, and
right.
It was a very funny reaction. It was like, what is it about the paint stick? So then I heard the story, and
Oh, please. No, see, my problem is my mother was a disciplinarian in our family. And I keep saying I'm surprised out my mother's name permanently scarred on my butt. Because she used one of those Western tool belts with her name on it.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm surprised I don't have the word K permanently scarred on my butt from all the times I got whipped. Yeah. So you're lucky you got pain sick. So that you were a fetishist really early on. So you would go to Sears and purposely get in trouble? What?
No, I don't remember that.
No, no. Okay, those of you listening, she didn't say that. What you need to hear her say is, no, I won't admit to that.
I was going to say, at least it's better your mother's name wasn't Elmer.
I'm not going to say a word on that one. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
We'll discuss later?
No, we will not discuss that later.
I don't think he's listening.
No, we love you, Elmer.
We've been talking about wooden paddles. What about leather paddles?
Well, I was going to say, you've got leather, you've got plastic, you've got hard rubber. We're talking about wooden paddles. But she's the one that brought up a good wooden paddle.
Yeah, that's
so,
cool.
Again, I'm going back to my question. What types of wood do you like besides a pain stick? What do you think? Oak, pine, mahogany?
Balsa.
That's a pain stick, isn't it? Balsa, basically.
Bocody. No, pain sticks are generally made from pine.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Balsa.
Or ash.
Balsa would crack in half.
The paddles that you had made, one is oak, if I remember right.
One is Texas black oak, and the other is Bocody, which comes from Brazil. It's a beautiful, beautiful wood, and I'll tell you what, as thin, my paddle is only a half an inch thick, and I'll break some butt before I'll break my paddle. That's a hard wood.
How about manzanita?
That one that you've got is a mahogany.
I'm not a wood expert. I have no idea. I pick them up. I feel them.
So
it just
when you
on
by
how
the weight,
feels,
okay,
by
but
the weight.
So,
the
but
weight.
When you say wood, are you talking about the sound it makes? Is that, or are you talking about the feel of it? Or
the feel of it?
Yeah, the weight, the heft in your hand tells you how hard that wood is.
Yeah.
Okay, and between wood, they have the hard rubber, they have the plastic, they have the leather. Eva, you mentioned leather paddles. So I see Eva's pointing and laughing. I take it you have a good anecdote about that.
No, I'm laughing because you just looked at her and called her Eva.
Oh, my bad.
Yes.
And earlier you looked at me and called me Elizabeth.
Oh, really? Well, spank me later. Hey.
I sure will.
T-
too much Viagra.
No, too, damn, I had two Altoids. I'm in trouble now.
I'm not.
No, you're gonna enjoy the trouble, but.
What was the question again?
You were talking about leather paddles.
Leather paddles.
A leather paddle.
Oh. Elizabeth.
Yeah. When you say, now, they make different types of leather paddles. They make padded leather paddles. They make leather paddles that are just wrapped around wood or plastic. What about flapjacks?
Those aren't my favorite.
You think those are good for spanking or body play? Or
I think those are good for
bruising,
for the noise mostly, just for the sound effect. But I think a really good leather paddle has really nice stitching on it. It has a really nice thickness to it. It's usually layered. It's not just one piece. It's usually going to be cut very, very sharp on the edges so that it doesn't fray.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, like you said, will have inserts, but I really like it when they have things like ball bearings in them and holes cut through them so that, you know, it whistles when it's flying through the air.
How far are you swinging it?
Well, you know, you can only go this far. But
I've never heard one whistle.
I have.
Okay.
I have.
I'm going to see this when you make a paddle whistle.
Oh, yes.
Oh, speaking of leather paddles, there are also leather straps.
Yes, leather straps.
Oh, you are
I have two.
Fired. That was crisp.
Both of them made by Acella, custom made for me. One is layered, two layers of latigo sewn together. The other is a single layer of latigo. I would think that my slave would be more afraid of the layered one that's sewn together. No, he likes that one because it's more like a paddle. Mm-hmm. The one that is a single layer is the one that stings the most. So, yeah, he's afraid of that one.
Okay, since we're talking about paddles, let's talk about safe way to play with them.
Okay.
So, how hard to hit? I mean, this is all about negotiating with your partner, but knowing your partner's limits and how to play, you start out soft. You don't want to just go swinging. And, I mean, we have stopped scenes at the Ripcord before because somebody...
Yes, we have.
...will just go out, go into Black Hawk and buy a paddle and start swinging on somebody. And it's like, no, you're going to cause permanent damage. You're going to break bones.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about the right way to play with paddles and spanking and that type of body play.
Gosh, I think the first thing I like to find out is if I'm going to play with somebody bareback, what is their HIV
when
status?
When she says bareback, she means...
Naked. No protection, not through your skin.
Well, it's
not
just, you know,
shirt,
in, with
pants.
The porn industry and everything, bareback is using no condoms. So when we're talking about skin contact, not through clothes, things like that.
Yeah. Because chances are, if I'm going to, like with a leather whip, you know, there's a possibility that I can break your skin mm-hmm. with it. So that's usually my first question. If I'm going to play that hard with someone where there's potential for skin breaking, then I want to know, what is your HIV status? That's the first thing I do.
HIV, are you a hemophiliac?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, do you even have hepatitis?
Thin skin.
Illnesses that I need to know about? You know, do you have any sensitivities? I've known men that didn't realize that they were in a stage of their illness that when I bruised them, the bruise never went away, or it developed into an infection.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things that you need to know. Where are you at? You know, and then I can make a choice. Do I continue playing with this person, or do we go ahead and use something like, well, let's put your shirt on then.
Yeah.
You know, or let's leave your pants on or whatever. Not as
leave
much
a layer more. Of a layer of clothing or a layer of something between mm-hmm. the skin and what you're hitting with.
And if you're paddling someone, the first thing you need to say is take your wallet out of your pocket.
Yeah, that's right.
Because if I hit you with this paddle, your butt's going to be scarred with this square thing.
And it'll break all of your credit cards, damn.
Well, and it hurts your hand, you know. I want to hurt you, not hurt me. So if you have to...
and defining the hurt, and I want to hurt you, but I don't want to harm you. So together we need to decide...
when I'm hurting you because it's fun, and when I'm harming you, which will last beyond this scene and not in a good way.
Yeah.
So this is where we need to be responsible and be focused when we play. And it can be fun, but we have to be responsible about the fun that we have.
Yes. I think an important thing to remember right now at this point is a lot of us in this room are experienced players.
Mm-hmm.
So we take for granted that...
But that's why I keep asking the quote-unquote dumb question to us. But it's not dumb, because if somebody doesn't know, there's no such thing as a dumb question.
Right.
So if I play Mr. Naivete, then...
I know that you're not.
He is. He really is.
Yeah,
no, he's not.
I know that you're not. But I want to make sure that it does get said that you do need to establish a safety word. You know, like, for example, if I'm doing this too hard, you need to let me know. Is there a word that you can say that you'll remember in the heat of this, you know, action that we're about to perform on you?
We call it a safe word, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, is there something that you would say that would indicate that you've had enough, or
it will stop
slow
the scene.
Down? Or
and right. Stop's not usually
and during the play, and during the play, as it gets extreme, reminding them of what their safe word was. Whether
asking
you remember,
what is your word?
You might remember what it is, but you need to make sure that they remember, because you're taking them to another plane.
Right.
You're taking them physically, mentally, spiritually to somewhere else. And you need to keep them grounded during the play. And that means reminding them what their safe word is and that they still can call that.
Sorry.
Because they might forget.
Yeah.
You can also touch them with your free hand, feel the heat, feel the welt that kind of helps you gauge it.
I think what most people really need to keep in mind is that when you are playing somebody is giving themselves to you as a bottom for you to play them. You need to be very conscious of what's going on with them. You need to be able to read their body language. You need to be able to take little baby breaks, look at their face, and see how they are reacting, see where they are, see how high those endorphins have taken them, and if you need to slow the scene down, if you need to stop the scene and just hold them and let them fly for a while and bring them back down, you can always go back up again.
Well, sometimes the bottom also doesn't know their own limit.
And a lot of people will keep saying more, 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 and you can see physically, no, you've had enough. We need to stop now. You just enjoy where you're at, and I'll take care of you until you come back down.
In a first public scene, many bottoms will actually allow you to go beyond their limits simply because there are other people watching, and
they don't want to be considered less than.
They don't want to be a wimp.
They don't want to look like an inexperienced player.
As the top, you need to be aware of this and always watch the surface of the skin that you're playing with, but not be beyond the surface of that skin. There is a person, and you need to be in touch with them as well. Because why do we do this if we're not doing it to connect with another person on a level other than what is normally available? So if we're connecting with that part of that human being, we need to stay in touch with that.
And the best example I can give is if you are flogging somebody, you can read their body language very easily and see if you've hit too hard, if you need to lighten up on your strokes, if you need to slow down on your strokes, if you need to stop and rub their body. And because flogging, when you're hitting the body with a weapon like that, well, a toy, but it basically is a weapon. When you're striking somebody's body with a flogger, a dragon tail, a whip, a paddle, some toy like that, you're going to get an instant physical reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And learning how to build up and bring back down and build up and bring back down and prolong the play without pushing somebody over their limit or permanently damaging them is the key. And the only way you can do that is be very attentive as the top in the situation.
And when you take those momentary physical breaks, use them to tickle them with your fingers to add to the sensation. But while you're doing that, make connection with the person as well. Talk to them. Have them talk to you.
Right.
Well, taking somebody over the limit.
Have them explain to you where they are.
Taking somebody over the limit, though, then destroys the fun.
Well, it also destroys the trust if you push them past their limit. But it also, like you said, constantly ask them, do you remember your safe word? What's your safe word? So when you get to an interim, say, with flogging or dragon tail, whatever.
That actually re-enhances and reestablishes that trust.
It reestablishes the trust and makes sure that you are reading the bottom correctly. But the bottom also needs to understand that they can stop at any time. And by calling that safe word and saying, or saying, hold on, and in many cases, depending on what you're doing, if the bottom really starts flying, they may not be able to speak. There should be a safe word. There should also be a gesture. If they raise their hand, or if they raise their leg, or their foot, or if they squat, that means slow down or stop. Or there should be a body gesture as well as a word, because if they can't talk,
exactly,
there is a gesture. There is some sort of movement, but that also depends on the top being responsible. You've got this person's life in your hand. Mm-hmm. They are trusting you with their life.
If that isn't enough power, what is?
That's right. And it's a power trip for both parties involved, but that trust has to be there.
I've seen play where the person was gagged, and they used the person holding a ribbon, and the safe word or the safe instance was mm-hmm. to let go of the ribbon.
Right. And when they drop it, the scene is done. It can be something as simple as that, so that everybody involved knows.
I actually flogged somebody for the very first time in a very noisy venue. We'll call it Numbers. It was very, very noisy, and it was the whole safe word was a physical move. I said, I'm going to put both of your hands on the wall. The minute your right hand leaves the wall, it's over.
Right.
It was a physical safe word.
Let's take a station identification.
You are listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, our listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Thank you, Chris.
And we had a caller responding to the Ginger Altoid story.
Ooh,
yes. He said he's still available. He's been able to find it at, like, Hollywood. He said you may want to try some of the Oriental markets because they appreciate ginger more than us white folks.
Excellent.
Yes, and doesn't your slave work downtown? He's got to go through like a little Chinatown there. He can always stop. You can always tell him to stop on his way back through Chinatown, see if he can find them.
Good idea.
But the little Hollywood food store over here?
He said he's gotten it there in
the
past.
And they are available.
He was listening to the show, got home, went to their website and checked on it. They still is on their website.
Okay. Excellent. Cool. Excellent. I love those.
My God, we have a listener who's not in prison, Jimmy.
And the phone's still ringing.
Or it might have been an escapee.
We love you. Call in.
Yeah. Could have been an escapee. That could have been it. All right.
We're glad you're listening. The fact that the phone is ringing tells us that you're out there. You hear us. Call in.
See, now that's a prisoner calling, complaining about Chris's last statement.
What?
Another toy, clothespins.
Yes. Oh, I've got a bag full of them.
Okay, well, now let's talk about the different types of clothespins.
Wood.
You have,
oh, yes.
Wait.
You have in latex.
Not just the types of clothespins, but the different ways we use them, like zips.
Yeah. Oh,
and zippers. Things like this. So let's talk about clothespins. You said dipped in latex. Why?
Ooh. Well, okay.
Besides the fact that they grip better.
They do grip better. And they look better. Uh-huh. So you can dip them in different colors, but I like to dip the natural wooden colored clothespins into black latex.
Mm-hmm.
And so when
they don't conduct electricity, so you cannot still play with
yes, you can still play with them. But they hang on better. They grip better so that you can do all kinds of plays. They don't just, you know, bounce off or whatever.
And, Buzz, where can we find liquid latex?
Any theater arts makeup store. Anyone who sells theater art makeup sells liquid latex, because it's something that is used quite often in aging makeup. Liquid latex kits are available at any costume supply store.
They also sell that liquid latex stuff so you can, like, paint your own clothes.
Yeah.
I've seen that stuff.
Well, liquid latex is a fetish.
Yeah.
Also, can be used not only as a theatrical.
But I have to tell you that in my time in Houston, I have not seen any of the fetish stores selling liquid latex kits.
Really?
Okay. Not once.
That's the only place we get them from is places like Arrows, 1207. Mm-hmm. Cindy's had them. Erotic Cabaret.
I know I've seen it at Erotic Cabaret.
Yeah, and they sell them in the big jars, especially in the colors most popular that people like to use in fetish play.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I used to have a big case of them because we had a period there where whenever we had guests over for our little play parties, everyone was into the fetish of latex painting.
Okay, now let's explain what zippers are.
Zippers are a set of clothespins that are attached together by either rope or a leather string or strand. And what you do is they're all attached together. You might have maybe 10 of them or a dozen at a time. And you find a large enough section of skin, and you begin attaching them one by one.
Approximately an inch apart.
Approximately an inch apart. It doesn't always work out that way, but as close to an inch together as possible would be good. And then at some point, after you've been playing and they've kind of forgotten about it, you take one end of the strand and you yank it off as fast as you can, but deliberately at the same time so that it does cause what they call the zipper effect.
Okay, what happens here is, and I do this, I love this. You pinch a pinch of skin, and you put a clothespin on it, and you an inch away, you pinch some more skin, and you put a clothespin on it, and pinch. You keep doing this until you have a long strand of clothespins, approximately an inch apart. And you wait until your bottom tells you that they're feeling the chill there. And what happens is, where those clothespins are pinched, it pinches off the blood supply to that particular patch of skin. As it feels chilly, then you know that the blood supply is cut off. When you pull it off all at once, the blood rushes back to those areas, and there's a burning, stinging sensation, and what is left behind are the marks that are left by the teeth of the clothespin in a line, and it actually looks like a zipper.
And it does look like a zipper. Mm-hmm. Yeah, zipper play is one of my favorites, too. I played one time.
Well, especially if the zipper goes right across the nipple.
With a gentleman who was probably 6'2", probably weighed about 300 pounds. He was a nice-sized guy. Well, at the end of our play, using the zipper play, he ended up in fetal position.
Screaming, "Ow, that was so good."
Yeah, he ended up in my lap.
Yeah, screaming, "Ow, thank you,
huge
ow,
guy.
Thank you."
Yeah. Oh, that hurt, do it again.
Yeah, he's very grateful.
And the nice thing about clothespins, they're a lot cheaper to buy than clamps. So you can buy a pack of 100 or 200. I've even seen the wooden ones at, like, Dollar King, Big Lots. So
I don't like the metal ones. The wood ones are a lot better.
I think the metal ones don't grip very well. They're too smooth of a surface. They slide right off your body.
I think the plastic ones, I tried those, too, because they came in different real, you know.
But they don't have any grip.
Yeah, they broke real easy.
The wood ones were the best, I think.
Yeah, the wood ones were the best ones.
Have we already gotten through all 10?
We're past.
Oh yeah, we're past.
Like
12.
I think we're having
to extend the top 10 to a baker's dozen.
Okay. The one thing that I would give everyone, if it were mine to give, and if everyone were willing to receive it,
my number one
kinky Christmas gift would be common sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
I don't think that's a gift.
Yes.
Yes, that's a gift.
It
Trust
is.
Me. We know enough if people it, that common sense is a gift.
If it were mine to give and everyone's to receive, my gift to everyone would be common sense.
Okay, but the ones that don't have common sense are not going to have common sense.
Play hard, play fun, but exercise common sense. That would be my gift to you all. Enjoy whatever it is that you do, but have some common sense.
Do we need to get you to a room?
Him.
Oh, it's him.
I would say an assisted living facility.
Yeah, he's saying it's him with a twinkle
just
in his eye.
Absolutely breathtaking watching two beautiful men being intimate together.
Yeah, as long as we don't get the slurpy noises on the microphone and get kicked off the air again.
Well, not that intimate, but... Jimmy, it's been too long. Go home to your lube.
Jimmy, you've got the Altoids. We've got some J-Lube for you. You'll have a good time.
And I bet you Judy's pussy would enjoy the Altoids.
Yes, Judy's pussy cat will enjoy it.
Yes.
Crush an Altoid into your palm, add some saliva, and have fun.
Yes, but not with Judy's pussy, because Mrs. Slocum wouldn't even do that.
Can we change the subject?
Yes.
Yes, please.
I doubt seriously that she would be interested in frigid pussy.
It's not cold enough out anymore.
No.
So
well, would that be pussy pops?
They can make references to pussy, but they can't say tits.
Right.
Well, we are actually talking about Judy's cat.
Yeah, well, but if
this
somebody
is a
just
chooses
a
Slocum.
Yeah, let me tell you how this started. Yeah, Judy's been living with me and her cat. And
and I don't know the story. Nobody, anybody out there doesn't know the story, so we're all thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
That's the whole
well,
point.
Well, even if he says cat, it still sounds just as bad.
That would be the point.
She was on talking about G-Cam. And
Mr. Copper, are you free?
Chris made mention of her living with me with
Jimmy's
her cat,
cougar.
And she just came right out and said, "Oh, Jimmy loves my pussy."
Come and see Hein Kitty.
And it's been downhill ever since.
Okay.
Okay, I have to explain that one. My slave is a Jewish boy who came here from Germany in 1972. And in Germany, they don't have skunks in Germany. So he didn't know what these animals were.
It looked like a cat.
On a camping trip with his twin brother, they saw what they thought was a pretty little kitty cat.
So here are these
12-year-old boys looking at what they thought was a kitty. So he's chasing after this thing. He said, "Come and see, hi, kitty, kitty." It wasn't a kitty. It turned its back on him, and they slept in a tent for 2 weeks in the backyard.
Because kitty, kitty sprayed spray.
Oh, yeah.
They were stinky twins.
You say, "Come and see, hi, kitty, kitty." Ooh, no.
So it's become a joke. Come and see, hi, kitty, kitty. So. Okay, so
clothespins. We spoke earlier about clothespins.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's get back to
nice
clothespins.
A good place to get clothespins, you mentioned the dollar store.
Yeah,
you
Kroger.
Know,
Big Lots, dollar store, Kroger.
Before I came into this community of BDSM, I never went into a dollar store and looked around. And now I go in there and I look at all the toys that I can get for a buck.
Yeah. No joke. When you can get a bag of 100 clothespins for a dollar and have a good time for months with them.
Hello.
You know, spoons.
Even huge wooden spoons.
Wooden spoons.
Ah.
They have massage.
Okay, wait. Let's start right here. If you go to the dollar store with $20.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
How many?
You'll come for weeks.
You tell me.
Years.
No, you tell me how many toys you could walk out of there and still have change left over, and how you would use those toys.
There wouldn't be any change left over.
I could probably spend it all.
Oh, the pizza cutter? Oh.
The nutcrackers with the picks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've bought a little girl's hard plastic princess set. It comes with a purse, a crown, and a little wand. And it had out of hard plastic, and it was in a heart shape, and it had little indentions in it.
Mm-hmm.
It made a fabulous heart shape on your ass.
Yep.
Arse.
Actually, you can say ass.
Okay.
And yes. You can say hole. But you cannot
put
the
them together.
Words together.
Okay. Well, anyway, it ended up being, and I think we still have it, or we would have got another
there,
one.
He's about to say, "Punch my pond," but okay.
No, that was what you were going to say.
Yeah, I know. I had to stop myself.
He did. Weren't you listening?
No, I didn't say it. I said that in the car earlier. I didn't say it now until just
yes,
now.
You did.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah, I did. You're right. I take it back.
The big spoons are a good one.
Mm. Oh, wooden spoons.
I have found...
Now, a lot of people, as far as wax plays, say those religious candles.
No.
The Jesus candles.
I would say, yeah.
Well,
I've never really found them
at the dollar store.
Them, I think, because what we do with them is we've got a crock pot with water, and you put all of them in it, and about 4 hours later, you've got this wonderful, soft, very moisturizing kind of wax in different colors, and you can pour it on a person later at a time, and you get these wonderful drippings, blue, red, yellow, all these different colors. I've got fabulous photo collections of that kind of
but
wax.
But as far as wax play by burning the candle and dripping the wax, those religious candles, not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Because
but these, we didn't light them. We just liquefied them.
Right.
That's what we did with them.
Most people think of candle play and wax play with candles as burning the candle and dripping the wax. If you're going to do that, those religious candles are not the right item because they're actually, the wax is heated too hot before it's cooled, and so it burns hot. And you can actually leave welts on someone with them.
Well, you can play with them if you know what you're doing. You just need to know how to play with
them.
The
distance between the body and the candle, exactly.
Right.
Yes. But if you're going to play with candle wax and the burning of candles, the best thing is pure paraffin candles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Without scent, you know, storm candles are the best.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because they're pure
emergency
paraffin.
Emergency candles.
Emergency candles, yeah.
They're pure paraffin.
When I've covered wax play before, I've talked about doing this and ladling wax. And another good thing to do is go to a beauty salon. You can get those blocks.
The paraffin.
The blocks of the paraffin wax that they use for body waxing. Melt that down and use that to ladle and pour. Create a body sculpture and then just peel it off. It's great.
And you can reuse it.
No, I remember some of the photos you have shown me. Mm-hmm. Some of the photos you have shown me where you did like a Jackson Pollock on a body. It was great.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
That was just beautiful work that
you've never heard that they were bad to use for that. I mean, I knew not to light them and drip it, but I never heard that if you liquefied them, there might be something wrong.
Well,
the
problem is that you don't know what types of wax is going into it when they make it, and
right.
So you're it's kind of like a mystery, which is
well, yeah, it's all the leftover stuff from 10 or 12 different types of candles they make.
Toxic, you mean?
Well,
no,
you just like sometimes they mix beeswax.
You don't know how hot it's going to burn.
You don't know how hot it's going to
burn. That's what I was saying. If you're going to play it, you need to play properly.
You should never use beeswax for candle play.
Or tallow.
Well, you can you can use beeswax.
Yeah, that's
you can use this type of wax if you know how to play with it.
I'm very correct. I would never have a novice play.
Oh no, never
with beeswax because they don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I've gone over this when I did my fetish series.
And we have to remember as we sit here that we are talking to a radio audience, some of whom are experienced players and some of whom are not. So
right.
We have to give them the correct information.
Right.
If you are not playing as an experienced player and you want to play with candle wax, the best thing that you can do is use storm candles, which
storm
are
candles,
pure paraffin.
Wax. And if you're going to play on yourself before you play on somebody else's body.
Mm-hmm.
That way you know what it feels like. You know where to hold that wax if you're dripping it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's going to burn, what's going to feel good, what's going to blister, and you're not hurting anybody but yourself when you do it. And you play on yourself, you learn on yourself, you will know how to play on somebody else.
Never
you'll know where to go, how far to go.
Never practice on someone else what you are afraid to practice on yourself.
Thank you.
And make sure you use rubber sheets. Or vinyl sheets.
Because, as we have said, specifically with the fire play that you were talking
because
about earlier.
Because satin, you'll just slip right off.
Exactly.
When you're talking about fire or anything hot, you're running the risk of blistering, burning, bleeding the body, causing permanent scarring, permanent damage.
Unintentional.
If you don't know what you're doing. So these are things you need to learn about. You need to talk to somebody who knows. The best way to learn is to have somebody show you, hands-on teaching. But again, you don't play on anybody else until you know what it feels like and you play on yourself.
And honestly, watching somebody do it is not enough. Watch somebody who obviously knows what they're doing and take them aside and ask them to teach you.
Yes.
That's the way to learn. Watching somebody do it and repeating it is not enough.
Reading it in a book is not enough.
No.
You can learn the basics, but until you have hands-on experience...
Mind you, read the books. Read the accounts.
Oh, yeah.
But when you go to play it, learn from somebody who knows how.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're lighting a candle in the dark and you don't know what kind of gases are in that air.
Clayton's having hot flashes.
I always do. It's that hormone.
Well, it's only because he's old.
Well, I forgot my testosterone. I'm sorry.
So, wax. We were talking about at the dollar store, $20. What else would you get? We've got spoons. We've
clothes
got
pins.
Clothespins. Well, wax.
I've
if you
come
can find
across
it.
A bamboo-like paddle, but I think it was used for massage. It was two pieces of bamboo tied together with a straw rope.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like a paddle. That was a nice little
I
toy.
I think those are actually created for wrapping sushi. The two pieces that are like really close together and bound at the ends.
Yeah, and they're about
I think
long.
That's I think those are actually like created to wrap like spring rolls.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't know what they were for, but as soon as we
so
saw
So what
them,
have you used them
ooh,
for?
Ooh, that looks like fun.
Yes. Yeah, it looked like a great little paddle.
Yeah.
And we've it got it turned in our out to be one. It's one of the standard things that I put out or lay out whenever there's going to be a scene at the house. There's vloggers, and then there's the paddles, and that's always added to the collection.
The most fun
and would
thing.
You use that for striking the body? Is it more for CBT play or genital play? What do you normally use it for?
For CBT play, I've used it for just to warm up somebody, you know, by just tapping it on their back or on the skin that I'm about to work on, just to warm it up. But it's nice because it's easy to control. It's like using a yardstick almost.
Right.
You know, and it does kind of tap together, so it makes this nice little slapping noise, you know, clicking noise, which kind of adds to the sensation. Yes.
I think the most fun thing that I've seen in any store that has, like, the scanner things that have the automatic belts that you put your things on, and you have to put the little dividers between the person before you and your stuff.
Uh-huh.
Those dividers are fun.
Are those rubber?
Yes.
They're hard.
Well, they're either rubber or they're either hard rubber or plastic.
Yeah, if they were rubber, yeah, I could see that. But
even the plastic in the right hands, ooh, those are fun.
We are not advocating that you go down to Kroger's and steal.
Oh, yes,
no
we are.
Go
Kroger right now. Go check
no.
that out.
I don't want to see the word Kroger on anybody's ass.
Thank you. Now, one thing I do like about like going to the dollar store or even Kroger or something like that, I love going into the kitchen utensil area.
Yes.
That's where I was going next.
Spatulas, all kinds of fun things like that. They are great to play with.
Yeah. We've got a spatula there.
It's too bad we don't have Piggly Wiggly's in Houston.
Does Piggly Wiggly even exist anymore?
I don't think so.
Maybe. We had them on the West Coast when I was a kid. But
I thought they still...
Wait. They do... Yes, they do still exist.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, like up in Detroit or somewhere.
Yeah. They are on the East Coast as well, because when I was living in Boston, they had a Piggly Wiggly.
I thought they were on the Southwest Coast side. Or the south,
they had a Piggly Wiggly.
Southwest Coast side.
Garlic Press.
Okay. They came a little farther south then.
So we need to go to a Piggly Wiggly.
So one of the funnest places to go if you're looking for toys to play with is the kitchen utensil area.
Yeah.
Spatulas. One of my favorite things are those spaghetti spoons. Those are fun to play with. Because you can use those to lightly rake the body and get it warmed up and at least some nice fun little marks like nail marks. And and those spoons are actually really good if you're really talented about with CBT.
Or the servers that look like big scissors with a claw on one side.
My butt hurts.
Oh, salad scissors? The salad things?
No.
Are we going back to salad shooting?
Pasta scissors.
Pasta scissors.
Oh, pasta scissors.
We already went through wooden spoons.
Yeah, I know. No, but I thought you were talking about those salad scissor things with
salad.
The spoon and the fork on it.
Or
salad tongs.
Or
salad
no, tongs. please try to control your laughter.
Okay, here we go.
Bread boards.
Oh, but yeah, a breadboard is like a paddle. Bread boards are great.
Yes, we know.
Well, they have the acrylic ones.
Not saying
there
a word.
That are pretty nice too.
Boing.
They have acrylic ones, is what Elizabeth was saying.
Well, they're narrower, and they're not as thick and heavy as the wooden ones, which tend to be a little bit wider.
Mm-hmm.
But the little acrylic ones are lighter and easier to handle.
Mm-hmm. So if you have a not that strong of arms, or in your case, you're a woman, you want something that you can play with for a long time that doesn't tire you out. It's lighter weight, but it still gives a good sting, right?
Right. Very good sting.
There we go.
What else?
You had to play the gender card in that. I like a lighter weight paddle, too. It's less work on my arm.
Well, that's what I said. I said if you're a woman or if you prefer something lighter weight.
Oh, I didn't get the or part of that.
Well,
I thought you were just playing the gender card.
You were just clacking your teeth. You couldn't hear.
Oh, God. I think the classic hairbrush.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
At the dollar store, they have the nice wooden ones with the bristles.
Bristles.
Yeah, the old-fashioned hairbrush. Uh-huh. I always have to get a hairbrush.
You almost have to find those in the toy section, though, because they aren't made for adult women anymore. They're made for little girls. The old-fashioned hairbrush, they're generally made for little girls now. They don't make them for women because women have they got the beauty shop and all of that. They buy their brushes there. So the old-fashioned hairbrushes you can only find sold for little girls.
Yeah.
So go through the toy department. The toy department has some really good toys in it.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't lose those army men.
Not going to say a word. Not going
to
say a word.
So did we make it to 20?
Yeah, it looks like our kinky top 10 has gone to kinky top 20.
Chris has something.
The caller who checked out all toys for us checked out Piggly Wiggly.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to bring your toys out of a Piggly Wiggly bag, head north to Denton.
Denton.
There's several stores in North Texas and all throughout the South.
Denton, by the way, is really northwest, is a suburb northwest of Dallas.
Well, no, see, when I was growing up, I grew up in West Texas, and we had a Piggly Wiggly, but, it closed, and I've never seen one since.
I grew up in Seattle, and we had Piggly Wiggly.
Right. They used to be all over.
Piggly Wiggly out in Tomball, I think. No, I'm sorry. I had a Piggly Wiggly in Waco.
Yeah, the Piggly Wiggly used to be, like, nationwide, and now it's, like, narrowed down a bit.
Yeah, like Safeway.
Did you ever call them Hoggly Wogglies?
No, I haven't. No. Thank you, Jimmy. They're not Piggly Wigglies. According to Jimmy, they're Hoggly Wogglies. Okay. Okay, that's very Harry Potter. Thank you.
That's what we used to call them.
Oh, really?
We were here in Houston.
No, see, we always used to, Sunday it was like go to church, then you had to go to Luby's. That was the thing to do, you know, growing up Baptist, you go to church, you go to Luby's.
Or Art Ray.
And then you go to Piggly Wiggly, do the grocery shopping, and then if you were really good, you got to go to A&W and get a root beer float after that.
Oh, A&W.
We still had the A&W where they had the roller skating car hops and all that. That was really cool. So
I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I must be older than him. I remember the Sunday Blue Laws. You couldn't buy groceries on Sunday.
Wait, no, you could buy groceries, but you could not buy any liquor at all, not even beer or wine. But there were certain types of foods you could not get, like the meat counter was closed and all that. You could buy sundries, basically.
Come on, Jimmy. You remember when they used to call...
There were aisles that were blocked off.
Jimmy, yeah. They used to actually rope off certain aisles. Yeah.
Jimmy, come on. You remember when dinosaurs were school buses.
Hey.
Getting back to kinky and Christmas.
Yeah.
How about wrapping Christmas rope lights around someone instead of using rope? I've got pictures of us. We found a willing victim.
Well, I mean, he was drunk.
I mean, it's visually erotic, but it's really hard to keep somebody
hooked. We did that to a bar back once at a party, and it wasn't Christmas. But we got pictures of it and almost made T-shirts out of them to show him.
Don't they get warm?
Well, they weren't lit.
But it was the rope light.
Yeah. And the rope light is just soft enough that you know, it doesn't hurt the skin, and we were able to wrap it around her, and we had her in a chair.
Well, no, they really don't get that hot because
they're
LED lights now, aren't they? They're LEDs, so they don't give off heat, do they?
Maybe not the newer ones.
Yeah, maybe not the newer ones, but we didn't light them. They were not
lit.
Just
fun to play with.
Yeah, just fun to play with. We just happened to have some in the hotel room that we were at.
How many scenes begin impromptu in hotel rooms?
Okay, so in that case, what we're going to tell you is go down to like Ace Hardware or go down to a hardware store and just buy that clear plastic tubing. Because it'd be cheaper than buying the LED lights. Unless, of course, you want to light them up, you know. If you want to, like, give them, like, you know, trick them out like you do your car, then go ahead and get the lights. But, you know. And you can get those in four different colors right now at Big Lots for, like, $8.99. You can get 100.
You can actually buy the clear plastic tubing that is used for air pumps for fish tanks. You can buy that by the yard.
That stuff is great. Yeah.
That's fun.
That's fun. You got to do a pet supply store.
I didn't have that when we were in the hotel. I did have the Christmas rope lights. We used it. And it was funny. And it was sort of Christmas. And it was kinky. So.
Oh, yeah.
There's my Christmas kinky.
Yeah, but you could turn a hand towel into kink.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I'm looking at the blinking lights over here.
Something we haven't mentioned yet.
Yes.
Got it. Coldplay. Ice.
Ooh. Externally or internally?
Both.
Yes.
Yes. Crunching ice, yes. That's ice.
Well, no. What?
Coldplay can be fun.
Oh, thank you.
You have to be careful with.
Like, taunting the skin.
Like, you never
want to
pair ice with salt, for example. Because that's going to leave a very permanent.
Why not? Oh, well, in a controlled atmosphere, yes.
Yes, but that could potentially leave a very, you know, permanent skin damage.
Mm. Well, salt will, period.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that, you know, using ice cubes, using cold, even just cold instruments.
I was going to say, ice and salt, that's basic chemistry. And
you know, I'm surprised nobody's mentioned any kind of urethral play toys or anything.
Well,
like sounds or
sounds. Yeah,
we talked about that last year, I think. We talked about the vibrating sounds as opposed to the deep reaching sounds.
Yeah, and I still don't have a vibrating sound.
Nor do I. And I asked for one last year. I still haven't gotten it, so.
Yeah, same here.
Well. Well. Y'all lost.
Maybe your slave's listening at home.
No,
trust me, he is.
Oh, yeah, he is, yeah.
But he knows that there are things that I want more than that.
Well, the last time, I guess you could look online. You could probably order them online. But the last time we had some, we got them from Arrows 1207. Yeah, it was Arrows 1207. So I know they're out there. Just
the vibrating sound?
Yeah.
Oh, Blackhawk Leather carries them.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, whose phone is ringing?
I don't have one yet. Not mine, I turned mine off.
Now.
So if you're trying to call me, my phone is off. That's why I'm not answering.
Well, no, that was Billy's phone ring. Thank you.
I have never used those on a person. I've seen it done. And I've seen them used on both women and men.
Right.
And it seems to me that it was more. It just seems to me, anyway, that it was more effective on men than it was on the woman. Mm-hmm. That it was more more.
Men got more out of it.
Yeah. Well, isn't that because when it reaches the very end, your prostate is in between this wall and this wall?
No, it actually enters the prostate.
It enters the prostate.
It depends.
It enters the urethra.
The urethra passes through the prostate. So the ones with the curved ends, when you actually get them all the way in, the tip of it is actually in the prostate.
Okay.
So the instrument itself was originally created as a surgical instrument, a medical instrument to widen the urethra for men who had narrow urethras. And they were made of a length to actually reach the prostate for people who had, like, issues with, at that time, swollen prostates, which now we know is a precursor to prostate cancer. But these were actually a medical instrument, and they are still made of surgical stainless steel because they are a medical instrument designed to widen the urethra.
Isn't it awesome how we've taken these medical, practical things and made them into these wonderful kinky toys.
Oh, you make something. You make something
also.
For one thing, and we kinky people will find a way to make it a toy.
Neurological instruments always work good too.
Oh yes,
such as
like the thingy that's got the spiral with the spikes.
Neurowheel.
Yeah, the neurowheel.
Oh, the narrow wheel. Oh, yes.
Yeah, another one.
The Wartenberg
wheel. You can also use tuning forks.
The Wartenberg wheel, a.k.a. the pinwheel.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if you want to get something that's going to be just as much fun, go get one of those cute little sewing kits that, like, Hancock Fabrics, and it's got the little
wheel.
The
dollar store.
It's got the pattern tracer, because the pattern tracer basically is a spiked little wheel.
That's a pinwheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's used to actually trace a pattern onto fabric is basically what that thing is used for, but you can trace some really great designs on somebody's body with them. And you can pick one of those up at a... You can pick up one of those things at a sewing store for like 99 cents. They're a lot of fun. So... Yeah, it is kind of toasty in here.
I'm used to the...
You're used to what?
The medical ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like those a lot better. They're sharper.
Yeah,
yeah, but you're a little Miss Needle Play over here. She's the mistress of needles.
Yeah.
So...
I do like to make them bleed. Yeah.
The tuning forks can be lots of fun, though, too.
Okay. And now, how is that kinky for you?
If you strike them and you put them on bones, you get a vibration that is real sensual. It's a very good vibration. Actually, I haven't anybody done do that in a long time, but it's actually a lot of fun.
Well, see, I've never really played with a tuning fork, but I've heard people also say that using a tuning fork and putting it on any body piercings, like nipple jewelry or genital piercings, that it really creates a really incredible sensation. But that's something I've never played with.
It's fun. Can you get it at the dollar store?
A tuning fork? You'd have to go to like Rock and Robin or someplace that sells musical instruments and things like that to get a tuning fork.
Or medical supply.
Medical supply also, but they are pricey toys. You could find them online, but I don't know what they would cost. But yeah, I've heard of people that play with them, and a lot of people say that it feels fantastic on body jewelry. And it is something external and safe, you know.
Very safe. Yeah.
As long as it, you know, I don't know about, would it affect a pacemaker or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
What about glass?
Okay, if you've got glass piercings, you're braver than I am, because I wouldn't want something like that shattering in my body. Okay.
I was thinking of a cupping.
Oh,
yes. Cupping, to explain cupping again, because I've covered this before. Cupping is a type of fire play, and let's let Elizabeth tell you about it, because she is just one of the masters at cupping and fire play.
She's a master of a lot of things.
Yes, she is.
I think what that means is that I've been around long enough.
You're incredibly experienced
I've played with a lot of people and had such a wide variety of exposure that I guess just through experience have learned a lot. I don't really think I'm a master, but I know how to do a lot of things because I really like people to show me.
Well, you know how to do a lot of things, but you also know how to do them safely, sanely as possible.
It's a big deal to me. That is a big deal.
And that's what makes you the master. You've got the information.
Well, thank you.
And everybody, mistakes happen, slip-ups happen, oopsies, you know, an accidental burn here or something like that. But you also have the knowledge to take care of that if it happens and take responsibility for it.
Taking responsibility is a big issue.
You know the do's and the don'ts. You know the safest way to play this game and everybody involved gets something out of it. That's what I consider somebody who is a master at what they do. And you thoroughly enjoy it.
And I do enjoy it thoroughly.
So, fire play cupping. Cupping,
okay, fire play cupping.
Cupping.
There are instruments that you can buy that actually do the suction part of it by using a little gun that suctions out the air. It doesn't force anything out. It actually sucks out. Am I saying that right? Sucking out the air.
Yeah, they're used for other things.
It creates a vacuum.
Vacuum pumps.
Okay, that's one style. That's one style. And then there's another style.
The old school style. The fun way.
Pretty way.
Not the ancient way, but the old school way. You take some glass votives and a leather button and a ball of cotton that has been saturated is 70% alcohol, and then, you know, shaken so that any drippage is gone. And you put the leather button on a person's skin, preferably on their back, somewhere where you have a nice flat surface. And you put the cotton ball with the alcohol on top of the button, and then you take a, I like to use matches, just good old-fashioned matches.
For the effect.
Mm-hmm. I also like the effect of it, and you know, just the effect it has on the person that you're doing it to.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing that strike and just knowing that the flame is getting hotter, and you approach the cotton ball and you ignite it.
I want to back up just a second to explain what she means by a button. She doesn't mean cut a leather button off your coat. She's talking about a little medallion, a little round circle cut out of a piece of leather. She's not talking about a button you would sew on a garment, okay? When she says button, she means a little medallion of leather that's been cut out of a piece of leather.
Yes.
Just to clarify that.
Thank you. And so while the fire is building, probably about 2.5 inches high, you kind of hover over it with the glass votive, and then you lay it down over the button and the flame, and it immediately extinguishes.
The cotton, right.
And
in the process, it sucks all the oxygen
and that's
out.
What creates the vacuum.
Just like sucking an egg through a bottle.
Right. You can, yeah, hard-boiled egg.
Like
right.
The old elementary school science experiment.
Yeah.
And so what I was thinking about when you were talking about the vibrating
tuning forks
was one thing that I like to do is tap the glass just to send some vibration through the skin and that into the body. Cool. I just wondered, would it have an effect on the glass? Like, it wouldn't shatter it, would it? Would it?
It would depend if it's tempered or not.
Okay. Right. Maybe not. It was just a thought.
It'd be something to try.
I was thinking
let's try that at home.
The little scented.
I see Eva's light. Her eyes are just sparkling. Ooh, something
the
to
little,
try.
We have several of these at home, and they work really terrific for cupping. Is the little candles that you buy, the little scented candles that come in the little glass decanters.
The little round glass decanters, yeah.
When the candle burns out, we put tea lights in them, but you can put a tea light on the skin on a little leather button like that. And do the same thing with it. It takes a little longer for the flame to go out as the pressure builds or decreases inside of it, and will create that cupping before the flame goes out, but without breaking the glass. And these little globes of glass, like the, I hate to say, I'm going to use a name brand, Glade candles, the little decanters that they put these things in are actually designed and built to withstand
the heat.
But we weren't talking about heat. We were talking about
taking
using
a tuning fork mm-hmm. on it once it's on the body.
Because it's hot, you would probably want to use, like I said, something that's tempered glass.
Well,
Pyrex.
You would want to strike the tuning fork on something else.
We're not talking about striking the tuning fork on the glass.
The tuning fork.
Touching the tuning fork to the glass.
Right.
Yeah. Or
you'd want to strike the tuning fork on something else and then touch the root of the tuning fork to that.
That's what we're saying.
But if it's hot...
Yes. Mm-hmm. You'd want to use a tempered glass, which is what, like I say, these Glade things are made to hold candles and take that kind of pressure.
I guess tempered glass is the key. And and making sure you don't strike the glass.
You don't bang the tuning fork on the glass. Yeah, it's probably going to break.
Yes, folks, don't try this at home.
Okay, so we've way overextended our top 10 list this year.
19.
We've got 19 now.
Wow.
Well, it was nice to talk about all the possibilities, though, but if there was a top 10 to pick... I think we took care of that pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, we took care of that real quick.
Yeah.
The rest of it's just like stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
That's it. We'll have to have our top 10 in stocking stuffers.
Would you like me to read it off?
Yes, let's read off the all of our little kinky Christmas list, our kinky Christmas
toys. Get your pens and papers ready for your letter to Santa.
Dear Santa.
Dear
the
Santa.
Uber violent wand. The black banana. Fireplay. Tens unit. CBT. Nipple play toys. Sorry.
CBT toys, nipple play toys, yes. Yeah.
Kilts, rope, lube/J-lube/ butter flavored Crisco. Altoids, paddles that include leather, plastics, wood, bamboo, paint sticks. Let's see, clothespins, which also include zippers and dipped in latex. 13, common sense. The dollar store.
Common sense of the dollar store.
I have spent a lot of time and I've logged a lot of miles in Dollar Tree. I don't remember seeing Common Sense.
It's on aisle 19. And there's only 6 aisles in the store. Okay, good luck with that one.
Like the perfect hand in cribbage, 19. It doesn't exist.
Yes, and then there's also clear plastic tubing, ice and salt, sounding, narrow wheels.
Ice without salt.
What's ice without salt?
Huh. Okay, yes, clear plastic tubing.
Oh, ice and salt?
No, ice with no salt. Do not use salt, because salt can abrade and burn the skin.
Actually, we used to do that ice salt thing in high school.
Yeah.
Moo.
I remember that.
Making ice cream?
Okay, so after the ice and salt, yeah, yes. Making ice cream.
We have sounding, the neural wheel, and cupping.
Cupping, yes.
Did you say rope?
Yeah,
yes.
Rope.
Yes. Yeah, we said rope earlier. Yeah, rope was still in the top 10 there.
Okay. What number was rope?
8.
8.
Okay.
So, in other words, when you sit on Santa's lap, make sure that you have the elf take the picture while you're giving your list to Santa, just to see.
I was going
to
say, and have a condom.
Or before you start, because when you're finished, there's probably going to be a pup tent in your jeans.
I don't know, I was at the mall earlier today.
In your kilt.
Your
remember,
kilt.
Kilts yes, are kilt. On our list. It's got to be a kilt.
Your kilt just became a tent.
Yes.
I was down at the mall earlier today, and I was thinking, wouldn't mind getting a picture of Santa there, me sitting on his lap. I thought that'd be a cute picture. Or at least as the picture of him as I'm running up to jump into his lap.
Oh God, do I
the
have
look on his face?
Do I have to be nice?
No.
Okay. Poor Santa. Oh.
a member of the Houston Big Men's Club attacking Santa. That would be funny. I like it.
Yeah, because I think I was bigger than him on the club.
Well, I want to thank everybody for being here, creating our new kinky Christmas list. I can't even call it a top 10 anymore because we've got, 19 now? Okay, top 10 Christmas list plus stocking stuffers. There you go. And thank you to WIPS, Elizabeth and Eva, for being here. That's Women in Power Society. It's what, WIPSSociety.net?
Yes.
So if you want more information about WIPS, go to WIPS Society, WIPSOCIETSOTY. No, I'm sitting there thinking TTY, and it's like, no, it's not a TTY, it's just a regular phone. WIPSSociety.net.
Well, I like to say it so that people remember it. It's Women in
Power Society.
So it's WIP. Society.
WIP yes. Society.
Mm-hmm.
Women in Power Society. And definitely you got it, woman.
Well, and it's empowering. I think any time we get together, whether it's men and women, or just women and just men, the idea is to get together and fulfill your fantasies. And when you do that, you are empowered. So you are not only in power, but you are empowered.
Good. Mm-hmm. I like that. And thank you to our author, Master Buzz Lawson. His book, Resurrection, if you haven't read it, it's great. Get it.
Available at Black Ark Leather.
There you go. All of our kinky toys can be found at Black Hawk, Leather Forever,
Home Depot, the 99
Dollar
Cent King, Store,
Dollar
Southland King. Hardware,
Kroger, Aeros, Aerosoft 45, right?
Aeros 1207 is all over the place.
Oh,
now.
They're all over the place. Yeah,
I think they've got 3 stores open now.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where you go shopping, take your imagination with you.
Always. Mm-hmm. So why don't you cut us out with some music, and then we can do our final announcements, and let's let these people get out of here. Thank you again. This has been Leather Ties, Daddy Bear Robert.
On the first day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me a man in some really tight jeans. On the second day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
just a little punk
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the third day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
3 Frenchmen, 2 stiletto pumps,
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the fourth day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
4 little whips,
3 Frenchmen,
find a man in some really tight jeans. On the fifth day of Great Christmas, my true love gave to me five big Capris. Four leather whips, two stiletto pumps, and a man in some really tight jeans. On the sixth day of Gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
six bodybuilders,
five big Capris, four leather whips,
three French men,
two stiletto pumps, and a man in some really tight jeans. On the seventh day of Gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
seven Prada dresses,
six bodybuilders,
five big Capris. A man in some really tight jeans. On the eighth day of Gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
eight riding cowboys, seven prom
dresses, six bodybuilders,
five big Capris,
four leather whips, three French men, two stiletto pumps,
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the ninth day of Gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
nine bottom screaming,
six bodybuilders,
five big Capris,
four leather whips,
three French men,
two stiletto pumps,
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the tenth day of Gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
ten soldiers,
nine bottom screaming,
eight
rad
cowboys,
six bodybuilders,
five big Capris. A man in some really tight jeans. On the 11th day of Gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 Ken dolls,
10 Crimson soldiers,
9 bottom screaming,
5 cowboys, 7 drama
dresses, 6 bodybuilders,
5 big Capris,
4 leather whips, 3 French men,
2 stiletto pumps,
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the 12th day of Gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
12 new tiaras,
11 Ken dolls,
10 absent soldiers,
9 bottom screaming,
8 rad cowboys,
7 drama dresses,
6
bodybuilders,
5 big Capris,
4 leather whips,
3 French men,
2 stiletto pumps,
and a man in some really tight jeans. And a man
Did you boys have a good time? But we know.
The Go-Go Boys, Harve and Harold, and before that was the 12 Gay Days of Christmas. Part of our continuing Christmas collection we play here. The kind of Christmas music you don't hear over on Coma Radio. Coming up at the top of the hour is Zydeco Pasale. And I believe they are in the house. Don't forget, next week here on After Hours, we have Timmy West from one of the original members of the Homo Hop movement. Oh, goody, Jimmy's here. Boy, I never thought I'd be saying that.
What?
Who do we have next week?
What?
Who do we have coming up next week?
Tim T. West. Yes, the one of the founders of the group Deep Dick Collective, along with Rainbow Flava, were the two groups that started the homo hop genre.
So, you've been listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. As we do in December, for the past 5-6 years.
Yes.
May it be the last.
We hope.
We end our Christmas shows, or December shows, with Melissa Etheridge. With a simple message, Happy Christmas, peace on earth. And we'll be back next week.
This is Christmas. So what have you done? Another year over, and a new one's begun. So this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. Have a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. So this is Christmas. The weak are for strong, the rich and the poor ones. The road is so long. So happy Christmas for black or for.
enjoys a rich Texas history, and since 1970, KPFT has been the home of the blues. From the forefathers and foremothers to the contemporary artists, 90.1 has always made Sunday blues a Houston staple. Our blues block kicks off Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. with the best of blues history in Chicago and beyond on the Red Eye Special. At 8, Mr. and Mrs. V bring you their signature brand of humor and music with Blues on the Move. At 11 on Sundays, join Nuri Nuri, who delivers you everyone from B.B. King and Bobby Bluebland to Ray Charles, Rory Block, and more on the Blues Brunch. And the Blues Hound and Baby Girl close it up at 2 on Sundays, bringing the newest blues releases on Howlin' the Blues. That's our Sunday Blues Block, starting at 6 and going all day long. For another shade of blues, stay tuned for the Bluegrass Zone on Sunday at 4. You're listening to commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston.
Join us for a free community holiday concert with Hank Neal, featuring praise dancing and wonderful holiday music.
Come, they told me.
Monday, December 15th, 2008, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at KPFT Houston, 419 Lovett Boulevard. It's a toy and school supply drive benefiting the Escape Family Resource Center. Monday, December 15th, 2008, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., KPFT Houston.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.